Welcome, everyone, to the DP Pre-Show. This is the pre-show for episode 1269. 1269 episodes. And we've got... after the show, we have the Isom 2 review. Part three of the Isom 2 review series that we're doing.
So. I think we left off last time. Was it the debut of Gooding, or was that after? No, it was after that, huh?
Yeah, that was the first one.
Shit.
Yeah.
I don't remember where we left off.
But it's so exciting. How could you forget?
You know, I don't really know what my favorite part of Isom is.
Oh, there's too many. There's too many to choose.
Yeah.
You can't just say one?
Yeah, one. One is my favorite part of Isom.
What, page one before the story actually starts? Yeah, Eric July's narcissistic letter talking about how great he is. That's my favorite part.
Yeah. I really want to know the goals of the book before I read them.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck the actual book. We need to know what the writer's goals are.
Yeah, I want to know what he's thinking about. I don't care what he's writing about.
Did you see this Hassan Willie Mack thing?
No, I didn't watch any of it.
I've watched all of Willie Mack's videos about Hassan, so I think it's hilarious that he actually got to talk to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something.
I saw a video yesterday of Joe. Someone had edited a video of him talking about... all sorts of things, and it was highly inspirational.
Yeah, I've already played that. I played that on, like, before a few of the solo streams I've done.
Where'd you get that?
Someone linked it in the server at some point, but I can't remember where they put it.
The heck, man. Joe wants it for his funeral. They're going to play it at his funeral.
Okay. Yeah, it was some random channel, and it was the only video on the channel, I believe. So
that's funny.
Yeah. Yep. Some of his best quotations ever.
He's a young prophet.
I'm Sarah.
It's been made official. I don't know if we're going to talk about it on the show tonight or not, but Puff, Cobra's bearded dragon, is gone.
Missing. Yeah, and it's in the title. So, yeah, we're talking about it.
Okay, good. Sure.
Yeah, we'll look at the Facebook post that he made. It was for, like, a local, like, missing pets group in his area, which is, like, it's so cold where he lives right now that a bearded dragon would not survive outside, even during the day, let alone at night.
Even with a circle of protection?
Yes.
Shit. That's going to be rough.
Yeah. Yeah, I always thought it was a bad idea that he would just let him, like, wander around unsupervised while Cobes sat in his chair and did whatever. He should have been, because they can get into the walls and shit. Like, if they can find a little crack, they can crawl up in between the walls or whatever. You know, it's not, there's definitely places a small to medium-sized animal can get into if left unsupervised, so.
Yeah, I think one hopeful thing is that he is probably not the best searcher. Puff could be behind a chair, maybe eating bugs. In my heart of hearts, I want to believe.
Uh-huh. Yeah, one time I had a pet ferret that, like, found a way to, like, crawl up into a wall, and I could hear it, like, scratching around in the wall, and I'm like, oh my god, my fucking ferret is, like, gonna die in the wall, but it came out eventually, and then I had to, like, block off that area to make sure that the ferret never got back up into the wall again. It, like, got up, like, behind the stove, and there was, like, a hole back there that a, like, gas line was going into the wall through, and it, like, crawled through there.
Damn.
Yeah. I had to, like, leave food out. I was just hoping it wasn't stuck, you know, because who knows. But it came back.
My dad, My dad had a ferret before I was born, and a girlfriend that he had sat on it and killed it. So he had to leave her. She killed his ferret.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, we got 5 minutes before we go live.
Do you think maybe Cobra had a girl over and she sat on Puff?
No, I don't think that.
Yeah, that's probably not likely.
Yeah, it's not likely that he had a girl over, and it's not likely that, you know, well, I guess he could be like, he could know how Puff died and be like putting that out there so people can't figure out.
Like he lied about the fucking sex doll that he had chopped up in
and
garbage.
His cell phone. He said his cell phone got like ran over by a truck in a very unlikely story. So I guess that's possible, but I don't think it's a girl that sat on him. He could have sat on him. He could have stepped on him. He could.
We haven't seen Puff for a while, right? It's been a while.
Yeah.
And he just recently went public saying he can't find him. I wonder if people started asking so much that he has like the telltale heart guilty conscience. So he made up this fake story.
I don't know. The whole reason we found out he was lying about those things is because he later on admitted he was lying. So his track record of lying also suggests that he'll end up revealing the truth eventually. So if that doesn't happen, I would say it's genuine. And he just, cause he would put Puff on the chair behind him. And then eventually throughout the stream, Puff would just like drop down to the floor. And I was always saying like that left unattended, it could crawl into any little thing you could think of that where it's, you know, small enough to fit through. And there are areas like, you know, back behind like kitchen cabinets and that kind of shit that some animals can easily get into if you allow them to. So I don't know. Hopefully it didn't get outside.
Yeah, it's likely not alive if it got outside.
Right. Yeah, because it's not the type of animal that, you know, could handle sub-freezing temperatures. So it probably couldn't even handle, like, below 50 degrees. It's supposed to, like, sit under a heat, you know, because they, like, soak up the heat and everything. I wonder where they're indigenous to.
They're probably desert animals, are they?
Yeah, but there's, you know, there's deserts in the U.S. where it gets, like, really cold, and then there's deserts like the Sahara where, like, the it gets so hot the sand turns to glass naturally.
Glass-footed dragons?
It says they're from central Australia, so, like, the middle of Australia is one big desert. So
crikey.
Yeah. I mean, there are deserts at high altitudes where it can still snow, and then, like, the deserts that are at really low altitudes, like Death Valley, have, like, you know, really warm weather. Looks like they're from Australia originally. And the middle of Australia is pretty close to the equator, so it's probably a very warm environment for most of the year. I'm guessing they burrow too. So like if it does get cold, they have like a burrow they can crawl into.
Maybe Outback Steakhouse will add a new menu item in honor of Puff since he's gone. They'll do like a blooming dragon or something.
Maybe.
Some sort of honor for that.
The food at Outback Steakhouse has exactly 0% to do with anything that's actually Australian. That's the funny part about it. It was like founded in Florida, and it's not even like a bloomin' onion isn't like an Australian food. So it's interesting. They should have like Vegemite sandwiches and like kangaroo burgers or something like that if they want to be authentic. We're going to go live.
Can they eat kangaroo burgers there?
Yeah, they eat kangaroo. Yes, they do eat kangaroo in Australia. You know, not everybody, but it's way more common there. All right, here we go. Hey,
everybody. Have you heard about the Drunken Peasants Patreon? It helps support the show while getting you some cool perks. Check it out! For $1 per month, you get to use our exclusive fan chat that appears at the bottom of the screen on every episode. For $5 per month, you get 2 new private shows, including Actual Mania, as well as our back catalog of private shows, plus all lower-tier perks. For $10 per month, you get all of our monthly video content. This includes multiple post shows, our monthly reviews, our back catalog of all that content, plus all lower-tier perks. For $15 per month, your name will appear in the ending credits of each DP episode, plus all lower-tier perks. For $25 per month, you get to take part in our monthly booking committee hangout to help us book our Patreon content for that month, plus all lower-tier perks. For $33 per month, you get an exclusive piece of DP merch each month, plus all lower-tier perks. For $50 per month, you appear in the opening credits for each DP episode, plus all lower-tier perks. For $100 per month, you get to join us as a guest on an episode of the Drunken Peasants Podcast. Plus, you guessed it, all lower-tier perks. Visit patreon.com/DP now to become a patron of the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
In the beginning, there was nothing. And then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
I gotta get away with this. No!
Say, man, you got a joint? No, not on me, man.
I don't have facts to back this up.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
That's true. Sometimes I cry.
Oh! Lick my butthole, he laughed.
From the strangest corners of the internet, here to bring you opinions of the world from an altered perspective, here are your hosts, the Drunken Peasants.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Drunken Peasants Podcast. This is episode 1269. We're doing it live back again on a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. And as you all can see, we are already, this is the second show of the week, we're already over 50% of our goal at 55%. This is amazing. Going into Saturday's show already over halfway. I'm going to put the link, the Streamlabs link, in the chat right now and pin it to the top. If at any point you want to send us a couple bucks to help us get it even closer to that goal, please feel free to do so. We will react to it live on the air. Everyone,
if you guys can get us to 200% of the goal tonight, Ben and I will buy Bugattis.
Your mic's messed up. I want to remind everyone that tonight after the show, we're doing our continued reaction to Isom 2. This will be part 3 in the Isom series for all of our $10 plus patrons. You can sign up, patreon.com/TP. You can check out all of it, and we're going to do it immediately after tonight's show. Also, we do a pre-show. During the pre-show, we discuss things while we're setting up. We don't really watch any content. It's just a discussion, basically what happens before we go live. It's usually like 10-ish minutes long. It's free. It's available on all the audio podcast platforms out there. Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Thank you so much. There's a link in the description if you want to go there and check it out. It's before every episode. Also, I want to plug the Drunken Peasants calendar. That tells you what's going on with the show. You can go to drunkenpeasants.com, and we have it posted there. There's also links down below in the description where you can integrate it into, like, your Gmail calendar or whatever. And then, you know, when we're doing the shows and who's going to be on the shows and all that fun stuff. Ways that you can help yourself and help us out at the same time. Please like the stream. And now we're going to get into the show. But yeah, I think the Jared thing said hi to you. Do you want to respond?
For the sweet boys.
No.
Hey, you. Billy, have you ever attended a tardy party?
A tardy
party? Ridiculously fun.
What's a tardy party?
Yeah, I've been tits out at the tardy party.
I would think a tardy party is like a party that everyone's late to.
No. It's something else.
Oh.
We all spend time scouring the floor for M&Ms or Skittles that have fallen out of the packaging and were left unattended. Surprise candy is great at a tardy party.
Amazing. I love it. I'd never heard of a tardy party, but I do like it. We are going to check out this whole thing, this Willie Mac show versus Hassan impromptu heated live debate. Some people, I'm guessing a lot of people out there, I don't know how many of our viewers watch the Willie Mack show. I don't see a lot of people talking about him. I watch a lot of his stuff, and he did a whole video series about Hassan, like going back as far as a year, and they finally got to talk to each other. Hassan brought him on to confront him about the videos that he made about him.
That's what you get for making videos about Hassan.
So it's never cordial, and we'll get into it right now, and we'll start off antagonism. Here we go.
Goddamn internet!
Don't touch me. So, everyone out there, let us know in the chat or in the comments what you think about this. I said that I feel like Hassan got destroyed, so that's what I put in the thumbnail. If you disagree, if you're a Hassan fan, and you think he didn't and he actually won, or you think, just let us know. Let us know your opinion on this. Me personally, I guess I went in with a bias. I'm not a big fan of Hassan. I agree with a lot of the stuff he says, but I don't like the way he presents it. I think it's lazy. I think he'll... Could you imagine, like, on DP, if me and Billy just, like, let a video play and we, like, left the room and just like let it play for like 10 minutes and then we came back, and when we came back we were eating and we didn't comment on it, we just kept like shoveling food in our faces the whole time.
Can't imagine that happening.
So I feel like Hassan just tried to deflect and straw man throughout this entire thing. The funny thing is that About half of this is Hassan trying to claim that Willie Mack is like pro-genocide because he doesn't like Hassan's coverage of, you know, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
As long as he's not pro-Jared.
On that note, here is the Willie Mack show. What's up, Willie Mack?
Today and your letter, Ben. Now that I have your DNA, I'll clone you and make your clone host personal DP episodes for me. Next, I just need Billy DNA.
Hold on, though. I didn't lick those envelopes. How do you have my DNA? Just by, like, touching it, you have my DNA? I don't know. Was one of my hairs in the envelope or something? Joe, I don't know.
Hey, what's up, Hassan?
Shouldn't have put your blood in the ink, Ben.
Not much. So I am not very familiar with what you do, but I believe you've done a couple videos about how dog shit I am, I think, right? You want to turn on your camera, by the way?
I mean, I'm recording. I don't think I can at the same time.
Okay. All right. Well, that's unfortunate, but all right. So you...
Did you watch the videos?
No, of course not.
I want to bring you on to talk about the videos you made about me that I didn't watch. Why even talk about them then? Just ignore them. I don't know. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't know what to say. He hasn't watched them, so I have to see what he has to say for inviting him onto his show without watching the videos.
Right. Like, if I wanted to bring someone on to talk about a video that they made, I would watch the video, regardless of the subject matter.
I don't need to watch the video to call someone on and tell them they're a fucking idiot, be like, you're a punk.
No, but if it's like, specifically
keep
about...
Keep my name out your mouth.
If it's specifically about... Well, even if it has nothing to do with me, if I'm bringing them on to talk to them about the video, a specific video, I'm going to watch the video.
Policy of not really watching videos such as that one specifically because it will frustrate me, and then I will have
you
to
respond
to it.
You want to debate about a video you didn't even watch?
Why? Yeah, of course. You made the video. I'm not like debating a random person about a video I didn't
watch. And then he's just like,
see, he could bring Willie Mack on right now live and be like, what's your problem with me? And Willie Mack could say, I put it in these videos. Say, no, if you have a problem with me, talk to me man to man. Tell me your problem and I'll answer it live on air with you. I'm not going to respond to videos you sat there and edited.
But that's not even what happens.
Give me your word. Well, that's I'm going by what I would do at this point in time. I haven't watched this video yet, so I can't tell you what happened.
I just feel like if you're inviting someone on your stream specifically about a video they made, you should watch the video.
You made the fucking video, so let's hear it.
I know, but that kind of like that kind of links up to like my big criticism with you is that you don't actually put in the bare minimum effort to research anything before you jump to
conclusion. Yeah, he's literally proving his point by bringing him on to talk about a video that he hasn't even watched, and the videos are about how Hassan does shitty research. I mean, and other stuff too, like the laziness that I pointed out earlier about how he'll just like abandon his stream, but he doesn't do research at all.
If Hassan was dope, he'd walk up right now and go to the bathroom during the debate.
That's why your tweet when you're like, "Hey, I want to debate Willie."
Do you really consider me watching a fucking dumbass YouTube video from a drama farming channel to be doing research?
All right, there he's poisoning the well. He's like, "Oh, you're just a drama farming channel anyway, so it doesn't matter what you say about me. So I don't need to watch your video, but I want to talk to you about it." Like what? Okay.
Well, Hassan's also pro Palestine, right?
Right, but this has so is Willie Mack. We'll find that out later. But he's going to try to paint Willie Mack as anti Palestine the whole time, just because he's criticizing Hassan. He's going
to. I'm pretty sure he also referred to Israel as a drama farming country.
Did he?
I don't need to research
this is what you're
on a video.
About. You're going into a topic you don't know anything about.
Brother, just give me what you want to say. Give me what you want to say. The video is about me, isn't it?
Yeah,
so
sure,
fucking
sure.
Talk to me about what the fucking points of the video are and let's discuss it. The fuck do you mean?
My main criticism.
Why would I have to research?
Okay, this is the part where I've seen him do this with other people. He's going to pretend like he's like, what do you mean? But he's never going to let him answer. He's just going to keep talking over him so he can't respond to it.
He's steamrolling.
Yes.
Search a video about myself. Like, oh man, I can't
right
believe
into my criticism.
I have to watch.
Like, I have no doubt you didn't.
I have to watch a fucking dumbass.
I love his buddy just vape. He's just sitting in the background vaping the whole time. Like, why the fuck is this guy doesn't say anything until the end? And the thing he says adds no value to anything. Once he
are
does.
They running a smoke shop out of this room?
Yeah, it's actually you and Bubba Sparks are supposed to perform there, I think.
Oh, we were doing autograph signings.
Oh, an autograph signing. Okay.
Talk shit for 25 minutes and jerk off like all the fucking talking points that I've heard about myself over and over again. Mm-hmm. Incredibly stupid. Give me the fucking takes and we'll talk about it. Okay, go
yeah,
on.
Yeah, my take is that you have a pattern of behavior where breaking news happens, you jump to wild conclusions talking way too confidently.
More, and it wasn't just like one time. It happens all the time.
Okay, give me an example.
Who disagrees with
example.
You.
Give me an example.
All right,
are you
going to
talk about...
Okay. There was reports that Ukraine was going to be invaded by Russia. You confidently said, no, it wasn't, despite all the reports. Then Russia invades. And then instead of apologizing and correcting the story, you then
I didn't apologize and correct the story?
You justify the invasion.
Wait,
right?
I didn't apologize and correct the story?
Let me finish my...
Wait, hold on. No.
Hold on, don't... Hold on, though. No, don't make your point against me. Let me keep talking over you. It's great. It's beautiful.
Because this is the pattern of behavior.
You said you... Wait. Hold on. You're the one who doesn't do his research because I did apologize and I did correct the record.
You
just didn't fucking see it.
You kind of walked it back, too.
No. I very clearly apologized for it. You didn't see that because all you do is look at fucking clips.
It's in the video. It's in one of my videos.
So why did you...
You know, Hassan wasn't able to, like, rise to anything really significant. Even despite having the TYT machine under him, he actually just piggybacked Destiny until he reached, like, a certain level of fame through that. And then ended up, like, cutting ties with Destiny later. That's really what happened with Hassan, because he was plugging away with TYT for a while, and it was just kind of like no one gave a shit.
Oh, it's because his uncle was uncling him.
Yeah, the nepotism.
Just now, bring it up. It wasn't enough. Never apologized.
Oh, this is so like Hassan. And then the worst part is when people call you out.
Why did you just bring that up? Is I never apologized.
It's all out of context.
Why did you just say I never apologized for it when I did?
Right? You claim that's all out of context.
Why did you say I never apologized? Why did you just say I never apologized?
Justify more. You then make more outrageous claims.
I'm sorry. Why did you say I never apologized if I did? And you just repeated. You just repeated after I said no, I did apologize. You moved the goalpost. You moved the goalpost, and you tried to fucking act like I was just backtracking.
I didn't move the goalpost, dude. This is exactly my criticism.
You did. Stop saying this is exactly my criticism. Okay, but if your criticism is fucking stupid.
Your apology is in there.
Okay,
you just didn't watch it, so you're just making shit up right now. That's what you're doing.
No, I'm going off of what you're saying.
Because you didn't watch the video, because you don't research anything, which is the
whole
criticism.
Why would I watch a fucking stupid video that you made when I'm talking to you, because the video is about me?
Why don't you watch the video about you on the streams you do? Why don't you watch videos on streams all day long. Why don't you watch his videos on your stream and point by point refute them as you watch them? That would be amazing content. It would shut him down. You would never have to come on your show to have this argument that you didn't prepare for, because you would have picked apart his commentary on your own channel.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Said Topic with right your now, words that I didn't actually apologize.
You're saying
you
I
said with your words
that I did. You're going to talk over me when I'm giving you the answer?
No.
I'm giving you a very straightforward answer. I did do that.
Okay.
I did cover
so
your
you
apology.
Said so you said I did apologize, but it wasn't good.
Can Hassan not figure out how to bring people into his stream without there being an echo? I don't know. I don't know. Really quick, before we move on with this, I would ask, I forgot to do this at the opening, please like the stream. It helps out tremendously. It's free, obviously. It lets people, it shares us, is basically what it is. So please like the stream if you could, please.
And I showed it, and then I showed you apologizing for making your completely, fairly baseless claims, jumping to conclusions, and then you followed that up by making more baseless claims, jumping to conclusions.
Okay, go on. What are the baseless claims that I made that I jumped to conclusions on, even though you originally said said that Russia would never invade Ukraine, which is true. I did say that because I did.
I wonder
think
how
that
bad
it would be-
his guest and him were getting along for him to decide to jump into this while he has a guest on his stream.
Yeah, I don't even know
it's
who
crazy.
This guy is, but later on,
someone said he's from Chapo Trap House.
Damn, so that's a pretty big show. That's pretty popular podcast.
Probably not bigger than Hassan, though, right?
Well, they're different because I believe it's El Chapo Trap House, right?
I believe that's what someone said.
Yeah, I mean, they're huge in the, actual podcast world, you know, like the audio, RSS feed podcast world. I don't know. I don't know who's bigger. They are kind of different genres.
An unimaginably stupid decision for Russia, okay, which I claimed would be impossible to occupy Ukraine, a country with 44 million people whose entire national independence movement has revolved around literally trying to escape from Russia for the most part, regardless of the Russian speaking population in the Eastern Front. Okay. Having said
this has nothing to do with what I said, though. This is all just random nonsense.
Yeah, because you're a fucking scumlord drama farmer. Of course it doesn't have anything to do with anything. Because the specifics don't matter to you.
The specifics do matter.
Well, if they do, then when I describe...
All right, here, I got another one. Let's do this one, too.
There's an entire YouTube video called I Was Wrong About Ukraine.
In that same video, you make more claims about...
Like what?
If I remember, I mean, this is a year ago.
Go ahead.
I'm guessing
like what?
You didn't watch that either.
Like what? Of course I didn't watch it. Why would I watch a fucking drama farmer who has no understanding of geopolitical conflict?
I mean, if you're having someone on that you believe is a drama farmer, aren't you farming drama too at that point? And then you are a drama farmer?
He has no understanding of geopolitical conflict.
Oh, shit.
You're the one who asked for this debate, and now you're all confused and butthurt that you're getting fucked up in it.
I'm sorry. You fucking brainlet. Give me what the fucking inconsistency was. You made the video. You made the video. Give me the inconsistency or what you consider to be false information. Are you having a hard time without a script or without people fucking feeding you clips that you can post?
I'm doing pretty good, bro. Nobody's sent me anything.
Dude, you're
killing
it. You're killing it, dog. Come on, go ahead. What's the second point? What is the
song does very well without a script and without preparation. He does so well that he can literally get up during his streams, go take hot, massive dumps, shovel up DoorDash into his mouth, come back and say, oh, wow, okay, and then move on. He's very good at no script.
They told about Ukraine.
It's not a lie. It's just you made more claims. You made more basis.
Like what?
Claims.
What is the claim?
I gotta go pull it up in the video because you didn't.
You didn't prepare for your own fucking. You didn't prepare where you were literally coming on here to talk about not Israel Palestine, mind you, but about Ukraine, and you didn't even fucking prepare with talking points.
I'll talk
really?
To you about Israel Palestine. That'll be the next point. It's you doing the same thing again.
Oh, well, dude, how God.
Do you impromptu ask me to a debate Felix. This minute? If I had a day to prepare, I would have everything. But you didn't.
It's
you're
fine.
Just completely like you blew
dude,
this whole.
It's your video.
I'm sorry, Felix. You could have done this with Willie Mac some other time. You should be sorry. This entire stream should be Willie Mac saying, why aren't you talking to the guy on stream with you? Why would you do this now? Prepare. Come back tomorrow. Oh, my God.
Felix is there for a convenient... I mean, it wasn't planned, but now Felix being there is a convenient excuse to leave when Hassan's done with this argument. Yeah.
About me, this should be so simple for you to be like, this is where you lied. Just say right. it. We I already established video, it. The first thing you did was wrong.
All right. You got to give me a minute.
Okay. This are you trying research. To link you, me your you video? I'm not going to watch your video. Just say it with your mouth, with your words. Go ahead.
I have to watch my video to see what my receipt is. Because
he's going to go. He can't remember exactly what he referenced in the video. So he's going through his video to find the receipt that he showed. And Hassan's going to try to make it seem like because he has to do this and he can't even remember what it was that he's just full of shit. Basically.
Yeah, if you can't remember your problem with me, it's obviously not a problem.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly what he's doing.
This is a year old. Right? I didn't know we were I didn't know where
you don't even know your own video.
Going.
You don't know the contents of your own fucking video?
I made it
really?
A year ago, bro.
You think you're doing
a
good job right now?
Instead of
do you think you're doing a good job right now defending your position? Like it's such a profound position.
You're doing
it's such a profound position that you don't even fucking remember your own talking points. Oh my lord!
Yeah,
it's a dude. I'm trying to find your talking point.
I'm trying to find your talking point. I know my talking points that you claim are wrong should be, you know, in the chamber for you to fire off. You came on here because you thought let's have a conversation about the videos I've made.
Do instantly right now. Right when I was out.
Stop complaining. Give me the talking points. Come on.
Now look
stop.
How you shipped the goalposts around.
Stop complaining. Tell me what it was. Stop bitching. Tell me what it fucking was. You started the conversation by talking about Ukraine. Why did you bring up Ukraine if you weren't fucking ready to talk about it? Your first point you brought up was that I never apologized for it. I debunked it within fucking seconds.
And all the receipts right here, but you said get on now. Willie No Show.
Okay, go ahead. Come on. Come on, Willie No Show. Come on. What's the second talking point?
Yelling in my ear while I'm pulling up
Willie No Show. Yeah.
Damn.
Never heard that. I mean, like,
the receipt.
Willie No Show, give me the second talking point. If you're not this fucking passionate about the subject, then you're basically admitting that you're a fucking bottom feeding drama farmer who has no interest in
talking. Like, you're just going to look retarded because I'm going to pull it up in my video.
Pull it up. Pull it up. Stop fucking complaining about it after the fact. Go ahead. I'm here. All right. Right now, if you are genuinely interested in truth and research or whatever, you have this wonderful opportunity. You have this wonderful opportunity to ask me personally.
You're going to pull it up. I'm trying to listen, but I'm hearing you twice. Once from my video and once from you just bitching in my ear.
Oh my God!
So you gotta wait. Yeah, that's how research works.
This is the greatest. This is the greatest brain power we got, folks.
You want me to just move on from this?
All right, I'm muting myself. Go ahead, watch your video, and then you can come back. Okay. Holy moly, dude! Jesus, Lord mercy! I muted myself. He can't hear me, so we can find his own talking points in his own.
The Jesus, Lord mercy.
On fucking videos, Jesus Christ, dude.
I didn't even get to any of my moderator questions.
I know. Every time Felix is here, we got to do a fucking... We have to have the conversations like this. It just has to happen.
I have a
bunch. I love that he's like, I don't remember my talking points. I have to watch my own YouTube video.
Well, I was going to suggest like a new topic. I was going to like, you know, if you don't want to watch the video.
Why is Hassan fake laughing right now? That was such a labored, lengthy fake laugh. He took the very first sign of a possible win he could get, and he surfed that fucker out for 5 minutes arguing about Willie Mack having to fucking receipt check himself. And then afterwards, rather than talk to his guest, he has a labored fake laugh in celebration of his very, very fucking labored victory. Holy shit.
While talking to him and he doesn't have the Google Doc, I was actually going to ask a series of questions about Amy Schumer.
No, Amy Schumer. We can't do that.
Why not?
The questions are fine.
Why not, Hassan? Are you getting paid by Chuck Schumer to protect his niece?
World would think they're bad. They're not.
All right,
bad.
I got it.
All right, he's got it. All right, let's hear it.
I got it.
All right, thank you, yeah, Willie Mack. No show.
Was you said people? You said. Let me watch this one more time. It was in your video. I was wrong about Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And you said people are acting like Kiev's getting bombed. Like that would never happen. And then it's literally did happen.
Okay.
So yes. You're just again making more base. You're making your apology video about being wrong and making baseless claims that you know nothing about.
This is your take.
Wrong. It's a pattern
of
behavior.
This is your take from.
It's not a take. He's showing you how even in your apology video, you're like, oh, it's not like this is happening, and then it happened.
Well, Hassan, and I think his fan base. Don't care if he's wrong.
No,
yes. He can apologize and be wrong again in the same video.
Yes. It's
kind of impressive.
Yes. And he's kind of doing the old school Brett Keane thing where he keeps pretending to not understand what the argument is even about.
I think what Willie Mack is trying to say to Hassan is if you apologize for something but continue that behavior, your apology doesn't matter.
Especially in the same video.
February 22nd, 2022.
Yeah, another thing that I was again. You've done it since then.
I've done it since then.
Times since
people
then,
are acting like Kiev's getting bombed. It did happen. You're right about
it
that.
Did, and you
I
said
also.
It would.
I, do
so
you think that I didn't cover?
Of you
wait, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Do you think that I didn't cover Kiev getting bombed? Like I hid that or something?
No, you did, but it's your accusation saying it doesn't, saying it won't happen. There's no way it'll happen.
Yeah. Do you think that bombing Kiev? Specifically, it was what Russia did. Do you think that was a good thing for Russia to do?
It doesn't matter if it's good or bad. That's not his point. Sorry. This is where he's trying to like deflect to something else. Like, oh, whoa, do you think that's a good thing? That's not his point. It's not about whether it's a good or a bad thing. It's about you talking out of your ass.
I didn't say.
Do you think
it was
that
a
it was
good
a? Thing? Do you have any genuine opinions?
Think it was a good thing.
Do you have any genuine opinions about?
Yeah, my opinion
Russia's
is that
involvement
was bad.
In the
my opinion, yeah, my opinion on that is that you shouldn't be talking about shit,
brother.
You know
hold
about.
Up, we're having a conversation about Ukraine and Russia. We're having a conversation about Ukraine and Russia, and I'm asking
you
a specific question. I'm asking you a specific question.
My conversation's about you because my videos are about you and your pattern of behavior and your poor reporting, and now you're trying to shift it all these other ways.
Thank you, Joe. I will. I'll get him.
Wiz, because you know you
Joe,
can't
we
face
don't
the
know
truth.
Where that video came from yesterday.
I'll
we
probably
tried
find
to find it.
It's somewhere in the
I
Discord.
I told Ben that you won it for your funeral.
I have it
so
downloaded anyway.
It quick.
I have it downloaded anyway.
Russia had
this,
not
bro.
Russia had not bombed Russia had not bombed Kiev at the time. That's number one. Number two, of course, as soon as that did happen, I covered it. Of course I did. Because
dude,
that's what I'm doing.
The criticism isn't that you didn't cover it. The criticism is that you're making baseless claims you don't know anything about, talking so confidently, as if you got a whole fucking research team behind you. When you don't, you're talking out your ass. This is the
brother. Do you have a whole research team behind you? Because
yeah, it's
you're not
me. I actually did research just now, and you could barely be patient enough to sit there and listen through it.
Because
you had to go ahead
it's,
and, like,
it's a video. You made a video a year ago about me talking about like my opinion on Russia and Ukraine.
Reporting.
You personally do not have an opinion on Russia or Ukraine at all.
I do.
He has an opinion, but that's not what his video was about. His video is about how you suck at what you do. Basically,
I have an opinion on Russia and Ukraine, and it doesn't come up in my videos about you.
Right.
Because my videos are about how you say stupid things confidently to a fan base that believes in you, and then you apologize when you get things wrong while getting things wrong again in the same apology. That's the problem, Hassan.
Yes.
Your fans believe you. They take your word for this shit, and they don't listen to the apology. They listen to the follow-up sensational thing that you're wrong again about the same apology.
I have taken accountability on my I've taken accountability on the things that I've reported wrong.
You should do the research. If I'm not willing to
I have taken accountability on the things that I have reported wrong on.
Why are you reporting in wars when you can't do the
Willie No Script, listen to me. I've taken really accountability on the things that I have said that are incorrect. Of
That's
course, on the editorial perspective, on the editorial side of my coverage, okay, on the editorial side of my coverage, if I make a prediction or a speculation, it can sometimes be wrong. That speculation is always going to be on foundational analysis that is solid.
I got another one too. Hey, I got just more examples.
Do you have an issue with do you have an issue with my analysis of the situation? Because I can't possibly do research on things that haven't happened yet. I can simply speculate.
Just make it up.
And this entire do you think when I say, guys, I don't think that Russia will bomb Kyiv is actually in your opinion, like
you didn't say I don't think. You said it's not going to happen. Like,
yeah, but if you're a Hassan viewer, you don't believe that he thinks it's not going to happen, or you don't believe that it's not going to happen when he says it's not going to happen. You believe that he personally thinks that it couldn't possibly not happen, maybe until it does happen, and then he'll apologize, but tell you the next thing definitely won't happen until it does.
Making up something, or do you think it's speculation?
No, the clip is actually you talking really condescendingly about people who think that could happen. That's the clip.
Okay, but you're you don't is this all just tone policing? Is that
what
it is?
You're talking about
is this all this so all of this is just you personally tone policing the way I'm covering the fucking news?
Policing. It's a
someone in the chat said I want to read this because this is Ben gets up to piss 8,000 times an episode, but Hassan gets up a lot. Right. So my complaint wasn't that Hassan gets up because that would be hypocritical. It's that when he does, he just lets the video that he's reviewing play and continue without his commentary where I wouldn't do that. I would put Billy on so Billy can talk. If I'm alone, I'll play like a video. Like a, you know, like a music video or something. I will pause the commentary, go to the bathroom, come back, and then continue it. The video he's commenting on that is supposedly like the thing he's getting his commentary from, he just lets it play and misses like huge chunks of it while he's out of the room. And then he comes back in and he's chomping on some DoorDash or whatever. And not even like the video is the content, not him talking about the video. It's lazy. And yeah, thanks for fucking with an old man who has to pee all the time. I'm sure you're proud of yourself for doing that.
Do you have any genuine little Ben
and
his baby bladder, you asshole?
It's an old man bladder, okay? And actually, I'm on medication, so it's gotten better recently.
His tiny little baby bladder that can't work. He's half pissing himself on the show right now just to give you entertainment. You want to pick apart that decrepit fucking alcoholic's busted bladder?
Oh, sad thing. Someone said he's streamed for 8 hours. He should be allowed to eat. Did I say he shouldn't eat? He can eat, but he should at least keep the commentary going while he eats. He's just chomping on the food. He doesn't do any. Like, I've eaten on stream. But I'll still commentate, or at least make sure, like, there's someone else there to commentate, too.
I'm not the commentary police. If I could get paid what Hassan does to sit around and go take a piss and eat DoorDash on the screen, I'd do it, too. My problem isn't that Hassan does it. My problem is that I'm not doing it.
An interest or any curiosity in like Russia and Ukraine at all, or is all you do fucking drama farming off of clips? Because over the course of this entire conflict, I've dedicated tens or hundreds of hours into my coverage, and the analysis in and of itself comes from a solid foundation. Now, the predictions might be wrong, and it certainly was, which is something that I took accountability for, even though you said I had not. So
did you look into
okay, what sources I was looking at and where I was getting this opinion from?
Yeah, because there were sources
beyond just looking at YouTube clips and regurgitating talking points specifically that you've heard from other like neoliberal commentators and whatsoever. Neoliberal commentators is the same fucking five clips that you are going to present.
Is this what you're crying about right now? Is this why you keep saying random shit?
Does it sound like I'm crying to you?
You just said, yeah, it does. You're talking about stuff that doesn't matter.
Brother,
I like how he didn't answer the Destiny question.
Right.
He answered, does it sound like I'm crying to you?
he skipped over
the Destiny question.
Answering a question with a question.
The criticism, which is your poor reporting. You bring me onto debate, you let me pick the debate topic, and now you won't engage. Okay. It's incredibly frustrating.
I'm trying to engage with you in good faith as best as I possibly can. And all you've done so far is go through your YouTube video to be like, well, you said Kiev wasn't being bombed. Actually, it wasn't at the time, but then it got bombed afterwards.
Listen, let me finish.
Okay, I'm going to mute you.
He didn't say that you said Kiev wasn't being bombed. He said that you said there's no way it's happening.
Yep.
Then it happened. And you said, oh, yeah, I was wrong about that. But there's no way this next thing is happening. And then it happened.
Yeah.
You doubled down as you're apologizing. The apology kind of gets thrown out when you double down on the same mistake you made before. And it's continued behavior is what he's saying.
They should call him Nostra Dumbass.
Hassan's under no contract to be correct, but his audience is very fervent and they attack other people when they're incorrect or when they slightly disagree with the rank and file ideals. So for them to hold the torch to other people while walking away unscathed as they leave a fucking scorched earth in their trail, that's where we say this is kind of needs to be checked. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe he should go around making stupid statements all the time. Maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe it's the end of the world as we know it, and he'll be fine.
Go for it.
You said Kiev wasn't being bombed. At the time, it wasn't, okay? And then you said, okay, well, guess what? Guess what, dude? Your tone was off. Okay, well, my tone was off.
It wasn't your tone. It's the,
but you haven't brought up, or you, I was being condescending.
You haven't brought up
the actual research or the actual analysis that led to these conclusions. Part of the reason why you haven't done that is because you have no idea what these sources are.
Since you're just talking in circles on this, can I just go to the next one?
I'm not talking in circles on this.
You
are. So
everyone who hasn't already liked the stream, please like the stream. We'd appreciate it. Thank you.
But go ahead.
I believe Hassan's actual statement was that Chicken Kiev is bomb.
Let's talk about the next point.
The next one.
But for the record, I am not clairvoyant. I cannot predict the future. I cannot predict the future.
No, I know.
So I just want to point that out.
I cannot predict the future. I can just tell you with a certainty that something won't happen before it either does or doesn't. I will tell you, I know the future, but I can't predict it, guys.
News, like you know what the fuck's going to happen and you don't. You're talking completely out of line. So,
Hold up. My speculation on what may happen, okay, in the future is not always going to be correct. Everybody understands this.
Usually wrong, yeah.
It's usually wrong.
This is such a stupid, useless debate. Hassan knows that his fans only want to hear him make this steadfast stance against a drama channel.
Yeah.
Nothing Willie Mack says is going to change his fans' minds. Of course. And he's playing into it.
He does it so well, though, because he does bring his fans into it later on. It's pretty great. When he brings up the whole Ethan Klein thing because of their podcast, it's interesting. Because Hassan's fans were going hard on Ethan Klein. Yeah, recently.
He said the CIA is why Iran bombed the U.S.
Do
base,
you,
bro.
Do you know like, how many? Do you know how many hours
protesters are?
Do you know how many hours
Israelis is because it's a psyop to make Palestinians look bad?
Wait, hold like, on, hold on, hold on, hold on. What base are you talking about? I don't even know what you're talking about with the Iranian thing. What?
Oh,
Iran struck a U.S. base, and then you said it's the CIA. No shot. It's the CIA. Complete because you were like, remember. Oh, there's a nuclear deal. Why would Iran do that? No way, no way, no shot, no shot. 100% confidence. Iran then takes credit for it, and then you poke, mauled, and seethe to your audience.
Wait, I'm so.
I know you don't.
You just made a point, so I don't understand what you said. It's so stupid.
No, because you spew so much bullshit all the time, you can't even remember.
Yeah, perhaps the reason for why you are maybe the reason why I'm confused and the reason why you're a little bit confused on this mm-hmm. is because in every single circumstance, that every single thing that you've brought up, there's almost always a correction that comes after the fact. You, on the other hand, do not see the correction, or you, on the other hand, see the 30 second to 2 minute videos, which is enough for you to try and develop a consistent narrative.
This is from your whole live stream, by the way. I'm watching everything in context. This is cope from you saying that this is out of context. The same shit Andrew Tate does and the Red Pillars do to me, claiming everything's out of context. When it's
yeah, because he did. He made a video series about Andrew Tate and the whole Red Pill movement too.
That was
yeah. There's people in chat right now that says that Willie Mack is a drama channel. How could you say he's not a drama channel? But he is a channel that fact checks and investigates people who bullshit online. You can call that drama because these people are walking, talking dramatics, bullshitting online. But he's pretty in depth with his coverage.
Your opinion at the time, you said those words. They
Brother,
came out of your own mouth. Go
can
do
I,
the research.
Can I ask you something? Can I ask you something? Can I ask you something really quickly? Okay. One.
Mm-hmm.
This is important for you to comprehend.
I'm sure.
Do you think that over the course of thousands of hours of coverage, okay, thousands of hours of coverage, especially when something is like being immediately brought to my attention.
This is the longest setup for him to make a bullshit fucking point. Watch it be bullshit.
So much of these thousands of hours of coverage is just like in between like filler nonsense.
Well, there's thousands of hours of coverage and hundreds of hours of bathroom breaks.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Immediately brought to my attention, which I don't even know what you're talking about, but
yeah, I know. Really, you just,
I don't remember what you're talking about. But during
all that buildup, and it's not. I don't know. It turned. I don't know what you're talking about. Is he gonna get back on point now? Holy shit! The nothing coming out of his mouth. Do you understand the nothing coming out of his mouth?
Yeah.
Thousands of hours of coverage. When I, for example, read something in the chat and respond to it. Okay. Do you think that this is like reporting, or do you think that I'm giving like immediate
breaking
commentary?
News you cover. This isn't a random chat comment. This is breaking news that's happening.
Okay.
I think what most people, you should do what most people do and wait for the story to be out there before you start spurging out, making wild accusations. Here, can I go to the next one?
You need to limit
time
your
time out.
You know. TOS worthy takes here. This isn't fucking YouTube
what is,
or whatever.
What is my TOS? What TOS did I break?
You can't use you. Unfortunately, I know. And I used to do this in the past as well. You can't use ableist language. But go
oh,
on.
Oh, like the R word. I got you. My bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm glad that you're a fan, though.
Well, yeah. I don't. You know, this is your job. I don't want to.
Okay.
Ruin that. So, for instance, like the missile hit the Gaza hospital, both sides blamed each other. That's the breaking news, right? And instead of waiting for more information, you jump to conclusions saying it was 100% Israel. 100%.
Okay.
We're so
confident. Good point.
Like deleting all the chatters.
Good point. Can I ask you a question?
Can I go through the whole thing before you go?
No. Hold on. This is important.
Good point. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
When you're watching a football game and there's a call between the two teams, do you not root for your team until the referee makes the official decision?
No, we're not jumping. We're talking about this, okay? We're talking about this specific thing. Finally, now we're talking about Israel and Palestine. When I said that, I didn't just go, oh, I have no other opinion on this matter. I simply think Israel definitely did this because I want Israel to have definitely done this. The reason why I said this...
I don't know. I kind of think maybe that is actually what happened, but okay.
You do this regularly, okay? When I say something on this stream, okay... Oftentimes, especially if it's a developing story,
like, how do you know I say this stuff?
Especially if it's a developing story, when I say something on an issue that is happening, I look to all of the circumstantial evidence on the matter, and I look to everything else that is going on thus far. Now, we're two adult individuals here. Do you think it is unfair to say Israel blew up the hospital, like Israel bombed the hospital?
I think when there's a claim like that, you wait for information, right? I mean, there's a million things.
The information is that the information is that there was.
Can I respond? There's a million things to criticize the IDF for that's right out there, right? You know this. I've seen you do it all day on stream. You get them on shit that they 100% deserve. But when there's something like that. And instead of waiting for reports, while the report is literally Israel and Hamas blame each other, right? You don't know what the story is. You don't know who did it or not. And you say 100%, they 100%.
Simple Country says, Hassan, I'm confident about things I know nothing about. That's my entire brand. Stop messing with my brand. I am smart and do research. That was what Simple Country said. I don't know why it didn't show, but that was it.
Did it? That's a huge disaster, bro. That's like
at that point. Who do you think blew up the hospital? Like the hospital courtyard, rather. Who do you think bombed the hospital courtyard?
I think most investigations point towards it being either the Islamic Jihad or Hamas, right? It's like a misfired rocket. And then what you did in response to that was, instead of being like, yeah, I think since most of the reports are going this way,
why do you think it's a Hamas or Islamic Jihad and a rocket misfire?
Well, that was just what most of the investigations turned out.
So
I know Channel 4 had a different one,
because you're bringing this up, and this is really important to understand. One, all of the circumstances,
you say that every time, but it never is.
Okay, all of the circumstances. Initial evidence at the time, of course, after the 6,000 bombs that Israel had dropped on Gaza, a densely populated open-air prison, the 6,001st bomb, understandably, was going to be an Israeli bomb. To this day, we still do not know whether this was an Islamic Jihad rocket that was misfired, or whether or not this was actually
an
artillery shell that might have hit a fuel tank, or even some other kind of munition that Israel may have deployed.
So why did you say it was 100% Israel and then call everyone genocidal freaks that disagreed with you?
Because you don't actually watch the content beyond...
You demonize them.
Because, first of all, because they are.
Like you do every time,
because the Israeli government is genocidal. What the fuck are you talking about, you dumb fuck? 4,500 children have been ruthless...
See, this is... Yeah, this is a deflection.
Slaughter. You think that's not genocidal?
The topic again.
Oh, the one hospital might...
The topic isn't about who's right and wrong. It's about Hassan's reporting of it.
Wait, Willie, shut the fuck up and listen, dumbass.
Do
you really think that if one fucking hospital wasn't bombed by Israel and this was a fucking actual misfire, that all of a sudden means that, like, Israel's not doing ethnic cleansing?
Right now, you're doing it in real time.
Dude,
it's
just
hilarious.
Fucking answer my question. Do you think that the ethnic cleansing campaign, if you take out the bombing, okay?
Yeah.
If you take out the one time that this hospital's bombed, okay? If you take that out, out of the equation, do you think Israel is all of a sudden not doing ethnic cleansing in Gaza?
No, that's not what I said. This is what you're trying to
I'm asking you. Okay, then
I just said no. And
okay, good. Dude, I'm glad. I'm glad. Okay, so what's your
report? And,
okay,
and
got it. No, wrong, got right? it.
Look at
got
the
it.
Report.
Got it.
And you
Willie.
Go ahead and they side with it. You
Willie.
Can continue to call them
Willie.
Genocidal, even though that's the fact of the info.
Willie.
That's what most of the info says.
When I cover these
you
kinds
ignore
of stories,
the news, bro. That's the point. You just like lie and come up with your
I
own
don't
shit.
Ignore the news. You ignore the rest of the fucking coverage. Because on the day of the hospital bombing, I personally said, okay, that the highest likelihood of this hospital being bombed is from
Israel. No, you also
Israel.
Said it was 100%.
Just shut the fuck up and
That's
listen,
what you
okay?
Did, bro.
Shut up and
keep
listen.
Keep shifting the goalpost. Keep
listen,
saying
I'm not shifting the fucking goalpost.
Well,
it's
Hassan
my own
said
goalpost.
100%, but if there were 6,000 Israeli bombings and this was 6,001, that's still 99.9999%. Pretty close to 100%.
You additional feedback if you actually genuinely cared about the truth.
By the way, there's a poll up. Please vote in the poll if you
instead of fucking
so
clip chipping and drama farming, you would
it's
understand that on that
like
same
right
day,
there,
on that same day,
video.
On that same day, over and over again, I said the highest probability of this is that this is an Israeli bombing campaign. Part of the reason why I said that.
You also
and I,
said that
and I
the
also mentioned multiple times
after the investigation.
I also
which
mentioned
the investigations don't agree with you.
I also
and you still
mentioned
down
multiple
on that
times.
Point.
I also mentioned multiple times.
We just again ignored what I said.
Dude, just listen to what I'm saying.
Well,
I know it doesn't I know it doesn't correspond.
Saying, like you,
no, it's
like
not irrelevant
waffle.
because you're
waffling.
Making a video, you're making a video to massage
right.
a certain narrative, to create a certain narrative,
it's a
okay?
True narrative.
Ooh, massage.
It's like
to create a certain narrative.
Right.
And that
work it. Work all that tension out. Yeah.
Feels good.
Narrative when it doesn't correspond to the narrative you're trying to make.
Telling it to your face.
When it doesn't correspond to the narrative you're trying to make, you go, "Oh, it's irrelevant." Of course it's not irrelevant. Do you think that my coverage of this bombing is irrelevant? Why are you fucking
no,
making a video
actually,
about a 30-second sliver of the content
jumped,
if
I
you don't actually
that you jump to conclusions and now you're saying, "Yeah, I did, but like look at this 1.8 hours in
Willie,
after I said it was
Willie,
true,
it's not 8 hours in. It's not 8 hours in. It's not 8 hours in. It is not 8 hours in. What
it
will it take for you to go, okay, you know what? I was actually wrong. He actually had a much more even-handed approach to the subject matter.
If
or have you already
was,
made your preconceived biases and you're
not,
simply
like
looking
facts,
to reinforce
the
them?
Facts of what happened and you have yet to disprove it. If my criticism is
I said on the day of the bombing, Willie,
what have you done to
Willie,
disprove that? You jump
I said on the
That's
day of
the
bombing.
That's the way people say my name. When I've
Billy,
pooped in something.
Billy,
did you poop in this flower pot,
Billy?
On the day
yes.
of the bombing, I
yes,
said.
Yes, like the most hilarious the, part. Like it's the day,
only,
this is breaking news, and
yes.
you jump to the conclusion that's 100%.
You're right. After 6,000 bombs, the 6,001st bomb, I should have been like, guys, hold
out.
On. Let's not
you
talk
just
about
call
this.
Everybody genocidal.
Shut the fuck up and listen. Shut up and listen, dumbass.
God.
Listen.
Oh, God.
Okay, thank you. Holy fuck. You're just simply proving how bad faith you are and you don't give a shit.
Bad faith. You're bad faith.
How uncomfortable is Buddy over here on the side? Felix, he's just sitting here puffing the fuck out of his vapes. These are nervous puffs. These are like, oh, God, why am I here? Fuck, this sucks. This is supposed to be my Hassan moment.
Style here is so frustrating, but I'm glad other dude is there vaping the whole time.
Yeah, it's kind of, it has
right
a calming
on time,
effect.
Seth looks.
I'm not.
Yes,
you're
I'm covering
not
the fucking news.
You don't engage.
Yes, I'm covering the news in
yes.
America. In America, when
in
we have like
way.
Mass shootings and whatnot happening, I have a policy of usually not diving headfirst into that
time
news
a
coverage
in our chat says LOL at all the people that don't recognize Felix Biederman. Chapo Trap House is awesome. Might be awesome, but we're here on Drunken Peasants Podcast, and our fans spend all their time watching Ben and Billy because Ben and Billy are awesome. They spend all their extra money on Ben and Billy because Ben and Billy are awesome. If Ben or Billy were sitting off to the side there and they were watching this on Chapo Trap House, we'd have someone in the chat saying, why is nobody recognizing Ben or Billy? They're
it is
awesome.
Not the same as the consistent then. War coverage. The only reason why I usually talk about whatever kind of breaking story is happening, this
Didn't
is not the same for Israel and it's not the same
like
for Ukraine.
Shooter? Wasn't your stream titled that the
listen,
day of the
listen to me.
I mean,
listen to me.
Here?
The only thing I cover in situations like that is whatever the mainstream media's whatever mainstream media has reported on. Oftentimes, we just simply look at the live stream of the police force when they are talking about how many victims are there. That's it. Now, having said that, is that the case for Israel? No, it's not. Is that the case for Ukraine? No, it's not. And it wasn't. Okay. And in that circumstance, there are times where, of course, I'm going to get certain things wrong. But this is an 8-hour news coverage. If you look at a 30-second, broadcast,
that's the criticism. It's not 30 seconds. You keep saying that. It's
okay,
not
if you look
seconds.
At a 5-minute portion of a fucking,
you're fucking
brother. You're not listening to what I'm saying.
By Israel.
On the
Gaza
very same
bombed by Israel, 800 people dead. That was your stream. What did I do to title it that? I didn't do that.
Okay.
I didn't clip that out of context.
Can you please listen to me?
Can you
please listen to me? Can you please listen to me? Can you please listen to me? Can you please listen to me?
What will I have to show you for you to own up to this criticism? Okay.
I like how he's the one interrupting, but pretends like the other guy's the one that's not listening. It's such a crazy tactic.
Hey, because you're not listening to what I'm trying to say. First of all, I never said 800.
What you're saying is irrelevant. You're just going
that's
on
so
about
fucking stupid.
Random shit.
Okay. I was literally repeating what the BBC coverage was. Not only that, but also
you,
because like I don't have a direct on the ground. I wasn't.
Was the BBC.
Hold on, I might have this wrong. All right, did the BBC say it was 100% Israel when they blamed each other?
The BBC's original assessment, yes, was that it was most likely an Israeli bombing.
But they blamed each other in investigations.
No. That was literally the reason why they had to rescind the coverage. That was the reason why they had to rescind the coverage and apologize for it. But also, what you're failing, you didn't do your research. Shut the fuck up. What you're also failing to... What you're also
Hassan's the only one being like, "Oh fuck you, dumbass." He's literally the only one that's going that route too at this point.
Also failing to fucking comprehend here in your dense ass mind is that once again, and I repeat myself, I said, here is what I will believe. If there's a third party investigation, given the fact that Israel has lied routinely about the bombing campaign and specifically had in that very same morning, the Israeli Air Force said we had bombing campaigns happening in the region.
Investigations.
We have no bombing. Just listen, okay? We have no bombing campaigns in the region, which was a lie. They were bombing in that region, actually, as a matter of fact. That's number one. Number two, Israel also personally brought forward inconsistent testimony, inconsistent statements as to why this was definitely an Islamic Jihad rocket, okay? And the reason why we're having this conversation and how it's so fucking stupid, okay, it's so insanely idiotic, is because Israel is currently, while we're having this conversation, sieging the main hospital in Gaza. Israel, at that point, had 420 medical incidents, according to the World Health Organization. If you get your fucking news through clips, you are not going to understand why I said what I said, including that unless there is an actual third-party on-the-ground investigation, I will, of course, believe, given the circumstantial evidence mounted, that this is yet another Israeli bomb or some type of Israeli munitions, that I'm going to assume that, yes, Israel blew up this hospital just like it had blown up the cancer ward at that very same hospital 2 days prior. Did you see that part of the coverage? No, you didn't.
You know what you're doing right now and what you just did? All right? I criticized you for jumping to conclusions, right? Which, by the way, a lot of streamers didn't. A lot of new streamers didn't, right? I would have been down to make videos on them. Some did, but a lot didn't, right?
No, you wouldn't, dumbass. You only do this because it gets you fucking views. You don't give a shit about Israel.
All you did was justify the bad, like, justify why
Israel claimed that the BBC was doing modern blood libel.
This is what you just said. All you did right there was justify why you should be able to report things badly. And then you dismissed it all saying, well, Israel's attacking Gaza right now, so none of it matters if I got it wrong.
Because, of course,
it's fucking
because
embarrassing.
The point that you're trying
it's
to argue here without actually saying
it. The point is that you should just wait and fucking do a good job reporting. Why were you coming to conclusions, making concrete statements you know nothing about? That's the same criticism.
I'm gonna lose my mind.
I like seeing these comments from Hassan's fan base. Dude has a little kid brain. We should hang up. Bad faith haters
Bad
who are
faith.
Secretly fans. He has a show? Is he a right winger?
Yeah. God. Wow.
Like nothing that Willie Mag says is going to win over Hassan's audience. And nothing that Hassan says is going to win over Willie Mack's audience. And nothing that anybody who has their own separate opinion sees this is going to get won over either way. Because they're not saying anything of substance. The second Willie Mack makes a point, we get Hassan saying, no, stop. No, stop. Oh, my God, you're so stupid. Oh, my God. Yeah. What was that? Oh, well, hold up. You're fucking idiot. You're dumb. I apologized.
I'm going to lose my mind.
This is a horrible argument.
Fucking mind. Listen to me.
I'm losing my mind, bro, because it's just
first
like
of all,
constant.
One, you're holding to a fucking...
Losing my mind.
...fucking higher standard of the fucking BBC, which the Israeli government said was blood libel.
Apologized.
For
they
arriving at the same fuck... You know why I didn't apologize? You know why I didn't apologize?
You haven't done that.
You want to know why I didn't apologize? You want to know why I didn't apologize? Do you care?
Why don't you let me talk?
Do you care? Do you want me to tell you why I didn't apologize?
Because I know why you didn't apologize, because you never do. You always double down or ship the gold.
Wait, I don't apologize? I don't apologize? That's crazy, because you said I never apologized about being wrong about Ukraine, but I did.
Yeah,
and you fucking lied and said that, oh, well, actually, you were just...
I apologize all the times I'm wrong.
Backing away.
You lied.
Very consistent with it.
You're consistently wrong, you dense fuck. Listen.
I haven't. You don't even watch the videos. How would you know if
I'm
wrong?
Why would I watch?
The reason they're arguing, the reason they're having two different conversations is because Hassan doesn't want to have the actual conversation.
Now, Hassan started to say something. I want to finish what he says before you pause it. Hassan's about to say, as he's saying, it starts out, I haven't watched the videos. Why would I watch the videos? Have you not seen my streams? I don't watch the videos there. I get up, I use the bathroom, I get DoorDash, and I eat. I never watch videos. I'm a streamer. Why would I watch videos?
Dumbass drama farming videos. You don't give a shit about anything. Hey, you don't give a shit about this conflict.
This right here,
you don't give a shit about this beyond it pushing your fucking
you,
personal.
You not watching my videos is the same level of reporting that you give Israel and Gaza. It's the same level of reporting that you give Ukraine.
I'm gonna be honest with you. If you think
minimum effort in and just
you are revealing, you're revealing how stupid you are by claiming that watching a fucking YouTube video is the same as like reading news reports and talking to on the ground.
It's not the same.
It is if you're gonna make commentary about it on your live.
I mean, it's even easier. Like watching a video that someone made that you're gonna discuss with them is way easier than like figuring out, you know, an armed conflict that's going on the other side of the globe. Like it requires way less research. You just watch the one video.
Nolan Holmberg is saying context for Ben on Twitter. Willie challenged Hassan to talk about Israel-Palestine. Then when Willie called, he started talking about Hassan and not the topic. A bait and switch, if you will. Is that what happened?
I don't know if that's what happened.
Baited and switched?
Well, I believe, I don't know, they might bring that up later.
Journalists
we'll
and forensic
see.
Analysts.
No, I'm not. I'm saying you won't even do the bare minimum, and you won't even do it for a drama video.
I'm losing my fucking mind. Why would I care about your drama video, dumb fuck?
Yeah, you do. That's why you invited me on.
And I invited you on. I invited you on because I thought that you genuinely had a perspective that it was at odds with mine on Israel-Palestine. You said, never mind, it's not what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about my videos that I've made on you. So now we're stuck having this fucking stupid conversation. When I cover shit like this.
The bit would be about if you just watch the video.
Willie.
Classic Hassan journalism.
That's fair for Hassan to not have watched the videos then, if he didn't think he was going to be talking about the videos and he thought he was going to be talking about Israel-Palestine.
I guess we'll see.
Hassan right there.
We'll see what happens here.
I'll ask you questions. In your video, do you, I don't know, at any point
is
bring
there
up
like,
any-
is there, it doesn't, like, Nolan in the chat is just like a full-on Hassan stan. Like, it's all
no, he's
just
a
like
Hassan fan.
I don't know.
He made a point. Hassan just said the point. Now it's up to Willie Mack to correct the point.
Yeah,
or Nolan was correct.
We'll see.
And the resources that I'm using. Like,
but Nolan's also like, oh, they're saying Hassan has to do better research and have higher standards than the BBC. But the whole point of that was that BBC retracted it and Hassan didn't. And Hassan was like, you want to know why?
Well, Hassan,
but he just happened to never get to it.
Hassan is not held to the same standards as the BBC, but his audience puts more faith in Hassan than they do in the BBC. And that's why we have to question Hassan's tactics, because he has a huge group of people following him that work based off what he's saying as being fact. And he says it more than just about Israel-Palestine conflict, more than just about Ukraine-Russia. Sometimes he goes after people, calls them things like transphobic, when maybe there's more nuance to it. And his audience goes after people. They go after his co-host, Ethan.
Right.
And Ethan's trying to have good faith conversation. And they make him quit working with Hassan.
Yep.
There's more to this that you have to understand than just him getting things wrong. The problem is we're not getting past that beginning statement that
Hassan
Willie Mack brought in.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hassan doesn't want to talk about anything further, which was kind of what happened on the podcast with Ethan, why Ethan quit. Because Ethan would try and have good faith conversations, giving inches, maybe miles at times, where Hassan wouldn't give any back.
Including the BBC.
I showed the tweet you used. Yeah, I did. I showed the tweet you used of a missile striking the ground going, doesn't that look like a JDAM? That actually looks a lot like a JDAM. That's your epic reporting. Those are your epic sources, bro.
Yes. My epic sources. That was the only verified video of the strike at the time.
What I know.
About?
Like, you're a
Do you know where I got
expert,
that?
Like, you know how to interpret
Do you know where I got that video from?
All?
Do you know where I got that video from?
Where?
The Washington Post. That's where I got that video from.
Yeah, but you don't know how to interpret what that missile is.
That's really interesting you say that, because at the time I was talking. At the time, that's really interesting.
Like, where the video comes from, no one was questioning that the video wasn't a valid video of the blast site and everything. Hassan was acting like he's some kind of like military ballistics expert and knows like what type of rocket and where it comes from the wreckage of the missile landing. That's the thing. That's the point.
Because at the time I was talking to open source intelligence people.
You can comment on it, but you shouldn't speak from a position of authority and certainty when you really don't know what you're talking about.
And also forensic analysts, that's what I was doing, and I still do. When I'm reporting on this kind of thing, especially when it's outside of my immediate like expertise or whatever, I go to people that are making real-time assessments. One of the things that I'm sure you didn't mention was the geo-confirmed Twitter thread. The geo-confirmed Twitter thread that originally was incredibly viral pointed
Does
to this being...
Does this all exonerate you for jumping to conclusions?
No, dumbass. Like Yeah, over the so course of 8 hours, I am parsing through misinformation.
You're shifting the topic
over
to
the no, I'm
random.
Not.
Later on, he tries to peg Gamergate on Willie Mack too.
Classic.
Yeah. Like what?
That rascally Willie Mack and his Gamergate.
I'm not shifting. We're still talking about this bombing.
By the way, hold on. Can we move on? Because this is just circles. You're just
Whoa. No, we're not fucking moving on just because you feel like this conversation is completely out of your fucking depth.
Whoa.
You only look at clips.
It's very basic. The conversation
because you only look at clips.
You jump to conclusions, and then you jump to conclusions, and now you justify why you should
be
able
that
to
I do.
That.
One thing that I do in breaking news stories is to parse through, okay, all of the information that is accumulating online, that is going viral. I do this specifically for whenever there's a mass shooter and some fucking psychotic right-wing weirdo will turn around and be like, oh, the mass shooter actually is trans or whatever the fuck, right? Sure. Now, in this circumstance, I can't believe we're still talking about this, by the way, because every single piece of information that Israel, as the official account, has brought forward has been an abject lie.
Hassan, I got a question.
That have been disproven by the very same authorities that you claim are totally on board, okay? Are totally saying like, no, it definitely has to be an Islamic Jihad rocket. Every single person I've talked to, from forensic analysts that work at the New York Times, that work at Washington Post, all the way to open source intelligence analysts that I talk to from a broad variety of different ideological backgrounds, the conversations that we had revolved around some of the other open source intelligence community members basically fucking bringing forward incredibly stupid conclusions, like how this massive casualty-inducing rocket that was actually a cause of an intercepted missile that fell on the hospital. Every single point that was brought forward in the immediate aftermath of the hospital was actually completely incorrect. But you didn't make a video about that. You made a video about me. Because if you made a video,
about you. Yes, you finally get it.
Stop. Listen. Let me finish. You didn't make a video about Geo Confirmed and how viral his fucking...
So now he's like, oh, well, in order for you to be able to make videos about things I get wrong, you should also make a video about everyone else who got that same thing wrong. That's where he goes with it here.
Red was, you didn't make a video about how wrong most of the news outlets were for directly reporting what the fuck...
Because the
directly
video's
reporting
about you.
What the fuck Israel directly reporting... What the fuck Israel says, as though it's God's honest truth, okay?
I don't report.
They got everything wrong on that subject, but guess what, dude? They got everything wrong. But there was no Willie Mac video on that, because why would you make it?
Hold on, did they correct it?
Wait.
Did they correct it?
No, they haven't.
They've just doubled down on it?
No, I'm talking about all of the fucking false testimony that they brought forward about how Israel... Most of these outlets that literally just repeated whatever the fuck Israel said just went along with it because it goes along with the overarching narrative.
Right, but how come I gotta make a video on them just because I made a video on you?
Like, because you said, sense. Wait, hold on. In the beginning of this conversation, you literally
just
said,
swinging through to tell you beautiful.
Thank you.
I love you.
Wow.
I love you.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it. So already we're at 66.5%.
Someone else
That's
had gotten in
two-thirds of the way to the weekly goal.
Yes.
Information wrong. I would have done a video on them too, but only information wrong.
That. If I made a
you
video on
that.
Somebody, if
you
I made a
that.
Video on
you said
somebody
that.
Else,
you said
right,
those exact
correct,
words.
Let me correct you because that's a ridiculous statement, right?
But you did say that.
All,
if you care
I mean,
about misinformation, maybe you should, I don't know, make the next video about IDF and all the times that they fucking lied about every single bombing campaign.
So you're saying because I made a video on you, I now got to make a video on Israel?
Like, no, you don't have to do anything. About, but you can't also
ridiculous.
Maintain the position that you care about the truth and honesty in journalism like you're a fucking Gamergate holdout being like, oh, I care about the ethics in video game journalism. That's why we have to dox these fucking female journalists or some shit.
I didn't dox anybody, bro.
I didn't say that. I'm using. Do you know what a fucking analogy is, dumb fuck?
That's you know not an analogy.
No, but I know what an accusation is.
Right.
Do you know what an analogy is?
Yeah. Hey, I got a question. If I go ahead and let's say, like you referenced in that big, long, rambly rant that lasted like 5 minutes, right? You referenced that you later in the stream got a story right, and that I should have talked about that because you covered some things right. Does that mean I can't criticize you for when you're wrong?
No, of course you can. The entire point is framing something incorrectly. If there's 8 hours of coverage on a particular matter, and throughout that coverage, I'm actually personally talking about how the red line I would draw is on the ground. If there is an on-the-ground investigation where they look at ground soil analysis, one factor of the forensic analysis on whether or not this was a misfire is actually seeing... The impact, right? You have to look at the crater. And the crater in and of itself, immediately, once the dust settled and we saw the crater, I said, while I originally looked at the video, can I please explain what's happening here? Or do you just are you
can
just
I
in here?
Explain? Can one small comment that you say give me an excuse to stop talking because I don't know exactly where I'm going with this conversation, which is why they continue to spread out and I wait for you to do anything to allow me to stop talking about what I'm forgetting, what I'm even talking about because I'm bullshitting and Billy knows because Billy's a bullshitter.
The other guy right now, he looks like he's rolling his eyes, but I think it's just a pause. But do you see it? It looks like he's rolling his eyes really hard.
He looks like he's dying.
Here to fucking cry. Okay.
Well, it sucks because you're going on about irrelevant stuff.
Okay.
It's not relevant.
If your ultimate statement is that my claims are baseless, then you haven't done your research
my
because
claim
none
is
of
that
this
you
is baseless.
To conclusions. You jump
Brother,
to conclusions.
Of course, yeah, I jumped to the same conclusion.
It's all about the I said, me said bullshit.
It feels like I'm in that movie Idiocy.
Ooh, idiodacy is.
Yeah, that was. That's a new keenism that I discovered yesterday.
That's a good movie.
Yeah.
That the BBC did too, and I also said
they corrected it. You don't.
No, but you're failing to understand. Is I even on the same day, immediately after this, said.
Idiocity. That's what he said. Idiocity. I feel like I'm in that movie. Idiocity.
Idiocy.
Oh, idiotic. Yes. Sorry. Idiocy.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's
somebody
how he said
had
it.
To get it right. Magic.
Might be wrong on this. And if I'm wrong, here is how I will be disproven. Okay. If somehow we end up having an impact crater analysis and soil analysis to see what kind of munitions was used in this process, and it is consistent with an Islamic Jihad rocket, because we know what kind of rockets they have, and this most likely, and I said this the day of as well, was a possible batter rocket, the BADR rocket, okay, that Islamic Jihad does have. If that is the case, then the ground soil, the ground... Yes, chemical testing on the ground would prove that to be true.
Hamas, what is okay?
Hamas also, and I brought this up as well, which I thought was suspicious, could not find anything beyond the impact crater, could not find a possible shrapnel from the missile, because the missile doesn't perish. Okay? So what I said is, in situations like this, and I showed like an earlier event like this, where Israel had lied, okay? In situations like this, usually they will bring forward a piece of the fucking missile, okay? If you're engaging in this, if you're engaging my content in good faith, you would have seen all of this. I don't just, like, repeat whatever fucking thing I'm thinking about out of my ass, okay?
You do all the time. That's what
that's
the video.
That's not true, because I'm, well, I'm
you
telling
watch
you.
The video. Dude, hold on. In the same stream.
I'm telling you where my analysis comes from, talking
to. Look
how
you reframed this entire thing.
Brother, you've literally complained here about one hospital bombing that is still not proven. One hospital bombing that is still not proven to be an Islamic Jihad rocket.
I know, but
by
you,
saying third party forensic,
you say 100%, and then everybody who says otherwise, you were calling genocidal.
I still think
that's what you did on stream.
I did. I mean, I did do that because they are.
Right,
if you're defending Israel, you are genocidal.
Right, but if you simply.
Wait, do you think defending
report,
okay, let's talk about that. Do you think defending Israel, do you think
report,
defending Israel's
you,
actions
look how
do you,
with how much Hassan is saying bother, are we sure his dad is a Hulk Hogan?
Brother.
His dad is Hulk Hogan.
Brother.
Look think, how you're doing this now. You're now saying
okay,
I'm
because you brought up a new point. You brought up a new point. We're moving
matters.
On. We're not going to watch your shit ass video. You brought up a new point.
I know, because you don't want the actual truth.
Okay, do you think what Israel is
I don't like him calling Willie Mack's video a shit ass video.
Shit ass video.
Yeah, that's kind of rude. He should call it a dookie booty video.
Dookie booty.
Engaging in his ethnic cleansing and
dookie booty video
in Gaza right now. You do?
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Do you think defending this ethnic cleansing and ethnic displacement campaign would be defending genocidal acts then in your own assessment?
Yeah.
Okay. So we agree. All right. Got it. Thank you.
I know. The criticism is your reporting.
That Israel is homicidal, suicidal, genocidal.
That bro.
Yeah, yeah, got it. You care more about
I care about doing
the truth
a good
journalism.
Job you
okay, got it.
You do.
I'm glad we agree on it at least. I'm glad we agree on it.
He's like, "Oh, so you care about ethics and journalism? What are you, Gamergate? Where you go dox some women?" He tried to get him on the, like, he was hoping that he disagreed with him on the Israeli Palestinian conflict so he could go there, but he didn't. So now he's fallen back on the, like, oh, you're Gamergate. Right?
Okay, move on.
I'm not Gamergate.
Point.
I'm not going to dox women. I don't have time for video games or doxing women. I'm too busy stalking women.
Are you just going to, like, should I now bring up the next point?
Well, I don't know what the fucking points
and,
are.
Or are you going to go on more about, like, irrelevant?
And here, by the way, for those, for if you don't know, we do have an automatic Fossabot timer usually. For breaking news, especially when it comes to, like, mass shootings, which includes the main mass shooting, which you claimed I was covering immediately or whatever.
Yeah, you covered the same day, didn't you?
I don't remember if I did, but if I did, it was specifically just the police. It was probably just the whatever the police testimony was at the time. Okay. But here is the Fossilbot from that day for the record. Get automatically timing out someone who is trying to bring this up. So anyway,
your chat's not allowed to talk about it, but you talk about it.
No, chat is talking about it so I can actually talk about it myself. And this was the day after. No, I actually didn't cover the main shooting at all that day. And I barely talked about that the next day, as a matter of fact.
Okay, fair enough, then. I haven't watched those streams.
Okay. So I wonder why Willie Mack came in this thinking that Hassan was going to talk about the videos he made. And Hassan is claiming he was here to have a debate about Israel and Palestine.
Good question.
And why Willie Mack didn't correct him when he said that if Hassan was wrong.
They didn't do that. So there's something to be said for that.
I don't think you watch a lot of the streams. Cryptos
Rocks says, can Billy wrestle Hassan? With how bad my heart is, I think it would be a fair fight. So yes, I'll wrestle Hassan.
Well, you understand where a lot of my analysis is coming from, and you wouldn't be fucking making erroneous claims like this.
Bro. You kind of do bro politics and just shoot from the hip.
I'm sorry. Okay, got it. What kind of politics do you watch, or what kind of politics do you actually engage with then?
I have
a style that. Wait, I don't get it. I have a style that you don't like. Okay, the end. That doesn't.
Yeah, but it's you. The style is you being wrong about stuff. The style is about you doing wrong. Like, it's the same criticism. We're just gonna talk in circle again, dude. Do you feel like you radicalize your audience when you get stuff wrong on these reporting?
Good question.
Explain. I would love to hear what you mean by this.
So, like, for instance,
you don't have to explain that. Do you feel like you radicalize your audience when you sensationalize topics in the moment without waiting for them to settle and be proven either way? When you get breaking news and you add a fervor and a very definite propagandist point towards this breaking news. Do you radicalize your audience?
You and Ethan on like Israel, right? He's 100% seems in, like he sympathizes with the Palestinians, right?
Yeah, 100%. I agree.
Comes on
with
stream.
That.
Yeah. All that good stuff.
Okay.
But then when he goes ahead and he's like saying stuff like, dude, your whole chat's calling me racist. Your whole chat's calling me a genocidal freak, right? Are you going to do anything about that? Mm-hmm. You don't. And the reason why they do that is because you said
that. It's really interesting you say that. Do you think
you won't let me finish
every single day up until that very moment? Every single day up until that very moment, I told my community, yeah, if you actually did watch beyond the clips, you would know that every single day since the Leftovers broadcast, including the immediate aftermath of the Leftovers broadcast, the first time we talked at the Leftovers at the H3SU studio, I told my community that Ethan is sympathetic to Palestinians, and that he is not your enemy. To yell at him in this situation would be fucking fruitless, ridiculous. Plenty of people tried to find drama.
The reason your audience does it is
hold on.
You asked me
what kind of community cultivation I engage in.
You didn't even know what I was going to ask because you cut me off.
Okay, go
That's
ahead.
That's what you fucking did.
Okay, go ahead. I'm being very rude to my guest, by the way. But go on.
Ha!
I'm sorry, Felix.
Am I your guest? Who's your guest?
Felix is his guest.
Yes.
Just saying, do you feel like you radicalized
Felix
your audience?
Is the name of PewDiePie?
Yeah, that is his name.
Famous YouTuber?
That is his name.
So this must be PewDiePie?
PewDiePie!
Next to Hassan Abi? Spidey Roo!
Woo!
I finally got me taxes a couple days ago, lad. Had to bless my favorite duo again. Ben, do a weed with me.
Do a weed? Okay, I'll do a weed right
Ooh.
Now.
Because your audience calls Ethan racist, about me. Even though he's pro-Palestinian, right? And the reason why they do that is because whenever anybody just reports like a basic fact, like Israel likely didn't do the Gaza hospital bomb, right?
Now, I do want to point out, even though I'm not a big fan of Hassan, obviously there's a lot of things I agree with him on, but not a big fan of his content personally, and I don't like how he behaves when this kind of shit happens.
I agree with him steamrolling people.
Response is to freak out and call that chatter genocidal and say that they hate all Arabs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they do. You feel like you're radicalizing them to do it. I mean, they do it for a reason.
Are you in your own assessment here taking things out of context over the course of an 8-hour broadcast where you think maybe
it's all in context.
No, you don't know
the
context.
You gotta prove to
because
me that
you can
I
look
it
at
it context.
Because you can look at a fucking banning that is occurring on a stream and not recognize that that banning is happening because it might be a sock account. That banning might be happening.
It might have happened because you showed disrespect to the wrong person. You know what I'm saying?
Better not.
Bad faith. That banning might be happening because I'm sorry. We're talking about how I cultivate my community and how I moderate my community. How the fuck is telling you how I moderate my community irrelevant? Everything it seems that goes against whatever narrative you want to frame is irrelevant in your opinion. No wonder you want me to just watch the fucking YouTube video and sit in the goddamn shadows. Everything is irrelevant. You're asking me questions about how I operate. This is supposed to be your research. This is supposed to be your research, isn't it? Are you not supposed to be doing fucking research right now on your subject matter? So what's irrelevant?
I remember like one time because I'm not the biggest fan of Hassan, I kind of felt dirty because I watched a Hassan video where he was watching a Jesse Ventura interview and was like, damn, it'd be awesome if Jesse Ventura was president. And I'm like, damn it, I agree with Hassan on this because I think it would be awesome. Out of like the people who are the most likely to become president in the near future, I would easily take Jesse Ventura over any of them. So yeah,
that's why I make it a point to befriend America's most hated people so that I know when I listen to somebody's words, I'm listening to their words and not whether or not they're liked.
You're asking hold on. I just said, are you radicalizing your audience? And then you went on a rant about sock accounts. That's not relevant.
No, because I'm talking about how I cultivate and how I moderate my community. The entire conversation is within the framework of how I moderate my community. And what I told you is, you don't have any understanding of why I'm banning who, for what reason. You're just watching in small increments without recognizing that in a
you
political...
You want it to be that way. It's not. I have entire streams downloaded. It's your whole stream.
Okay.
Did he say small excrements?
Excerpts
matter because you don't know why we make moderation decisions. That's why you were wrong on the fucking shooting.
There are large excerpts from Hassan's streams where he makes excrement.
Why?
That's why you were wrong on the main shooting too, because you can't comprehend what is going on behind the fucking scenes. So why don't you ask me if I'm your subject matter here, which it seems you watch all the fucking streams, instead of making up your own mind about how these streams go,
just change the subject.
What?
If the subject is about you radicalize your audience and Ethan's the example, why are you going on about banning why you banned
people? A lot of Hassan fans make the point that he streams like daily 8 hours a day and he's going to take breaks. He's going to do a lot of things. I don't watch those long streams. I don't know how intricate they get. But I do know that I see clips of Hassan's streams on YouTube and a clip will start and they'll take somebody else's video. They'll clip somebody else's video in the first 10 minutes of the clip video. Hassan's out of the room and then he comes back in. I'm like, why would you clip this video? Why am I being recommended this video?
Yeah, who's the
it's
editor?
Somebody else's video and he's not even in the room for it. That's a question that, you know, I don't think these clippers are hired by Hassan. I think they do it because, but it's interesting. It's interesting why the algorithm is sending me this one and not the cool content because that everybody talks about the other 7 hours of the stream.
You know, I know some pretty big content creators that, you know, like Vosh and Adam, they like hire people to make clips for them, you know,
because they make the ad revenue off of it. Yeah. I think Hassan cares about that part of it, and it probably brings more people to his Twitch stream than the YouTube viewership gets. And he doesn't have to hire anybody because if he hired somebody, he'd have to pay them an equal wage because he's a commie.
He's a commie that's a multimillionaire that drives like, you know, car that costs six figures.
And if he hires somebody to do this work for him, he has to pay them what he's paying himself or he's a hypocrite. So he can't hire them. He has to let them do it for free.
I see.
And making it sound so complicated.
Do you think I'm radicalizing my community against Ethan when I told you time and time again that I have kept my community in check over and over again?
I have to repeat what I say for a third time. because it's very straightforward.
Brother, you ask me questions, I answer. You don't like the answer because it goes against your narrative that you're trying to fucking fulfill. And then you go, it's irrelevant. It's not irrelevant.
I'm answering you about A, and you give me number three. It's like completely a different fucking thing. I say, Hassan, do you run? And you go, I swim. It's not fucking relevant.
It is absolutely relevant. It's absolutely relevant. Do you not think that my moderation is what we're talking about? You literally brought up Ethan.
What we're talking about is you attack people that talk about the facts, right? Like you go ahead and you're like, you're a genocidal freak, blah, 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 blah. Or opinions. It could be facts or opinions, right?
Uh-huh.
When it comes
Do you know how many people we ban on a daily basis?
Hearing the question.
Okay, go ahead. Because you're not fucking asking a question. You're just like ranting. Go on. Sorry. I'm sorry. Give me your.
All right. I'll keep the question short.
Yeah.
When you criticize chatters by calling them genocidal freaks for having opinions that really are pretty nuanced, right? On a subject that is fairly nuanced, right? Why are you surprised? Or you shouldn't be surprised that your chatters do that to Ethan.
Hold up. Why the hell is this genocidal freak asking questions that don't make sense?
Like, you're the one that radicalized them into doing that. They're doing it to Ethan because you do it.
If my word is so gold that a chatter is repeating what I'm saying in a moment's notice, then why are they not repeating what I'm saying or hearing what I'm saying, as a matter of fact, when I tell them over and over again every single day since Ethan and I had a leftovers?
Because the action of calling somebody a genocidal freak is more immediately rewarding than the action of apologizing for mistakes. If you can attack, you never have to defend your fucking mistakes because you're busy attacking. That's why, Hassan, it's very simple.
Our leftovers broadcast that Ethan is actually an anti-Zionist.
Why don't
that he's
you
sympathetic
ban them,
to the Palestinian plight.
You ban that... everybody that links my video. Why don't you ban me for doing that to Ethan?
You hear that?
Wait,
you hear that?
Literally...
He's like, you ban everyone that links my video. Why don't you do that to people who say that about Ethan Klein?
Ouch.
He had Ethan as a blocked word for straight up weeks at a time.
Yeah, but why not fix the problem? The problem is they're calling him racist, not that
Ethan's
a bad guy.
Wait. I just told you how I personally said time and time again, every single day, whenever a chatter tried to bring it up, whether they were drama farming or whether they were genuinely concerned with something that they misunderstood from Ethan's perspective. And even in that same conversation that I had with Ethan, that I believe that he's a very empathetic person and that I believe that he cares about Palestinian people. As my co-host, I said this time and time again. Okay? Here's the question for you. Beyond that, what other mechanisms of control do you want me to bring forward? Or are you just engaging in bad faith? Because I do. And I did. Yes, I did.
Hassan's stretching out his answer so long.
Yes.
And then when Willie Mack breaks in because he's not saying anything, then Hassan gets angry that Willie Mack breaks in.
Yep.
Might be the best part of this entire debate.
Own moderators, because you don't know this. Again, after Ethan saw
your moderators are the one doing it, by the way. Like your mods are.
Yeah, I went back and looked at what they had said as well, by the way, for the record. I know that you said this.
Poor fucking Felix
in
the background.
Yeah, he's just chilling.
He's got a very entertaining episode going on in his mind right now. And it's not allowed to come out because Hassan has to fucking beta block with Willie Mack here.
Beta!
Oh, so you did watch my video.
No, I know that. What do you mean? No, I didn't watch your video at all. Why are you getting so fucking excited? I'm saying.
See, that's another thing that, like, when people start resorting to, like, calling out the emotional response of the person they're arguing with, that's when I feel like they're losing, and that's a place a lot of people go to where they're, why are you so mad? You know? Well, oh, don't get so excited.
That's possible, but some people like me can also win and bully at the same time.
Something you said. Okay,
my bad. I misspoke. I apologize. This is something that every single person has brought up in this situation, including Ethan. Even brought up. Okay. Oh, Jesus Christ, you got excited. Okay. Anyway,
I was pumped because I thought you were a secret Willie Mack fan.
No, I did not watch your video, and I most likely will never watch your videos. But anyway, listen.
I was Willie Mack. I'd be like, I don't know why you didn't watch my videos. You keep calling me brother. Do you not love your brother? Do you not support your brother? Watch his videos, pussy. Then I whip my dick out and start slapping it against the microphone.
Never said I'm a journalist. When I talk about...
You do reports from the ground, bro. That's what you said.
Wait, when I said I do reports from the ground, where is that from? Do you have a clip?
You said you wouldn't go on Piers Morgan.
For users that are coming in right now, I'm Bass says, wait, recap this debate, please. For those of you that were here at the beginning of the debate... I believe Hassan believes he's debating Israel versus Palestine, and Willie Mack believes he's debating Hassan's tactics as a streamer, which he brought up in multiple videos on his channel. We haven't got to a point where either of them are on the same level. They're giving and taking each other's points just long enough for them to get pissed off and move to the next stupid fucking kerfuffle.
Can you send me?
That's where we're at.
And by the way,
if you don't understand, it's because it's stupid.
By the way, if you haven't already liked the stream, please throw us a like. That's much appreciated, and that's most definitely what's up.
Give me the clip, because I think it's probably a miscommunication. Like, I've never said I do on-the-ground reporting. If I said that, I probably misspoke.
I mean, it's more me being facetious, but if you want to watch it, we can watch it. Let's do it.
Oh, you're admitting that you are lying and saying that
you're admitting you're lying.
Just sit in your fucking house. Everybody knows you don't actually report from the ground.
Yeah, which is why I would never say that. So I don't know why.
Say that though. That's what's funny.
I probably was talking about how I work with on the ground reporters. I don't personally engage in on the ground reporting. So it probably was a moment where I misspoke. I've never said that I do on-the-ground reporting.
Yeah, I know. Everyone knows you don't actually do on-the-ground reporting.
Wait, so why did you bring that up then?
I was just giving you shit.
Wait, so I don't understand. So where is your supposedly, quote-unquote, journalistic integrity in this situation? So it's like... So
I mean, it's
all
a video that's also entertaining, so sometimes I'm just making fun of you, and other times...
I do, which then you apparently, or if I misspeak, apparently you fucking use it in your commentary as though it's like super serious. So anyway,
I didn't name one example that I did that.
I don't watch your videos, so
yeah, so don't make shit up. Here's a classic example.
Don't make shit up. You just said I'm reporting on the ground when we both know I didn't
exactly right.
And also on top of
it was before he went on, when he said he wouldn't go on Piers Morgan.
You literally started the conversation by saying you never apologize for fucking being wrong about Russia invading Ukraine.
You usually double down or shift the goalpost is what you do.
That's... What? That's not true. Yeah.
What?
What?
My fans would never believe I did that. I'm not going to admit to something my fans would never believe I did, even if I've done it multiple times. I don't have to answer to things I've done if my fans don't believe I've done them.
What we talked about for the last like hour, bro.
None of this was shifting the goalposts. You just don't like it. That's it. You want me to be wrong. That's it. You don't want you want me to be wrong. That's why you keep saying you shift the goalposts.
The question
you want me to be wrong, and how could I be wrong when I just tell my fans exactly what they want to hear?
Feel like your audience acts that way towards Ethan because you act like that towards everybody else. And you just go on about moderation.
Okay, if my audience is acting that way towards Ethan, okay. But
you feel
they're getting their points for me. They're getting their anger for me. So yes. Why don't they hear me out when I talk about how Ethan is not
because
someone
you
that you should be yelling
I'm
at all.
In the chat says, position. What's likable about Hassan besides that he thinks he's in the right? Well, fans of Hassan also think they're in the right, and they think like Hassan. And he's also tall, handsome, and he comes from money. People look at that, and especially as a social communist, you're going to look up to exactly what you speak against because your life sucks so bad. You want what he has. You think every social communist should be this social communist. They should all come from money and have million-dollar homes.
Genocidal.
Oh, got it. So, like, they don't listen. So they don't listen to one thing. They listen to whatever favors
you. By the way, I do agree we all should have million-dollar homes and come from money. I do. I don't know how we're going to make it work, but we should try.
perspective in this matter, but they don't listen to the other thing. Yeah, they when it doesn't think favor you're being you. Too soft. Got it. So you get exactly to pick and choose on what I get to do, or maybe let's be real. You're completely oblivious to how much I've talked to my own community about not fucking yelling at Ethan and about how he's a good person, how he's an empathetic person, how he's a kind mm-hmm. person, and he truly cares about Palestinian people. Maybe that has
you were,
some.
You were kind
because
of,
it doesn't
I,
go
I
along
know.
With your narrative.
Debate,
my point is this.
From what I've
my point
seen,
is
you were
this.
Kind of bad faith in your debate with him. It wasn't exactly like a very nice debate you had.
I can't wait to go watch it.
I'm going to go find out myself. But...
Okay. Well, have fun watching it. This was the most unproductive. The most unproductive.
I know,
because
you're mad I disagree with you, and you're mad that
no, I'm not. I'm not mad.
It's great. It's a great tactic after you lost a debate to call it unproductive. Like, most debates aren't productive anyway. No one's mind is getting changed. It's just an argument. And I'm using the term debate very loosely with that.
Nobody won that debate. The second Hassan said, I was here to talk to you about Israel-Palestine, and Willie Mack didn't correct him, that's when you had to check out that this was not a debate. This was a fucking stupid butting of heads between two people that don't like each other. Willie Mack made videos about Hassan for why he doesn't like him. Hassan just, no, bro, you're wrong, bro, for a fucking half an hour while his guests sat there quietly vaping and wondering what the fuck he's doing with his life.
After this, he's like, he says something like, do you think I'm Jew? Like, the Felix guy says something about, like, let me just play it so I don't take it out of context. It's, all right, when he talks.
Yeah,
here.
God, I made Felix
God
get
bless
through this.
That guy.
I can't believe I made Felix sit through this. Okay.
Could I ask a question?
Oh, my guest has a question for you.
All right, let's
go ahead.
Don't you think it's weird how like Anne Hathaway like isn't Jewish? I just found that out like last year.
I don't fucking know, bro.
Doesn't she like kind of like look like Jewish? I always thought that. I was like,
did
let's
she
go.
Not
That's
play
one of ours.
A Jewish woman in I think two different recent or two of her most recent movies.
And by the way, I didn't skip over anything important when I skipped over this because they just go around in circles for like the next like 10 minutes.
No, you could have skipped over the bulk of this video, and you wouldn't have skipped over
like the opposite. Yeah.
Nice. Shalom.
Are you?
Shalom.
No, I'm not.
I was about to say Willie Mack.
It's okay. Where that he brought that up so he could kind of like put in there that he's Jewish. I don't understand the point though.
That name isn't in the Bible.
I think he's trying to be like, oh, look, Hassan does like Jewish people.
Is he a genocidal maniac?
Do you have any questions for Willie Mack?
That was the question.
That's it.
Yeah.
No,
I just found out about the Anne Hathaway thing.
It's breaking news.
Are you mad you supported her films? Like, why bring that up and not talk further about it? She played a Jewish mom in a recent movie with Anthony Hopkins, who's also not Jewish, who also played a Jewish grandfather. And I believe she played a Jewish psychiatrist in a movie with Peter Dinklage that came out recently as well, where Peter Dinklage was married to her and cheated on her, spoiler, with Aunt May from the new Spider-Man movies, which was very, very sexy. Chester's Billy, please, I'm dying. The secret here is, yes, I am surprised Anne Hathaway is not Jewish because she's a Hollywood actress. Most Chapo jokes are just about being racist to Italians and Irish people, which is good. Somebody's got to combat Cumtown. Chapo Trap House is the cum town of talking shit about the other races. Drunken Peasants is two bumbling idiots that shit and fart and piss. Sometimes make you laugh or cry or think or hate. Sometimes we make you hate. How would you guys like to hate tonight? Do you want to hate a race? Do you want to hate a piece of art? Do you want to hate a singular human being based on nothing but their stupid fucking face? Because we got a menu here at Drunken Peasants. We got a long hate menu. It's a you call it tonight, baby. What? Who? Where do you want to hate?
The name Willie Mack sounds like the resurgence of MC Hot Dog, but called the Mack Willie.
Mack Willie! Chevy says, looking good, William. Have you lost weight? Keep it up. I have lost weight and then gained some back. And it sucks. I'm pretty sure I'm retaining water. Ha ha ha. I'm taking pills that make me pee. Diuretics. Ha ha ha. I had heart failure. Ha ha ha. I'm barely able to pay my rent. Ha ha ha. It's a very good time to be Billy the Fridge. Ha ha ha. Love you too. The water weight is extra hard to lose because of the heart failure. My heart can't process it.
Oh, yeah. All right. Oh, my God. This is something that's hilarious. Its authenticity is coming into question, but I do want to put it out there because it's out there. There's a popular streamer. I think her name's like That Star Wars Girl. I met her once when I was on an EFAP stream. So I, but she was doing a stream the other day, and there's some debate about whether or not this is really Sturges doing this. But check this out. This is great.
Renowns, I think, is that it? No sexy cosplay. Oh, fuck off. Don't be a creep. Thank you for the super chat. No. All right. What?
That's it.
Don't be a creep. Thank you for the super chat. That's so fucked. Like, don't thank him for the super chat after you tell him not to be a creep. Like, say, no, don't be a creep. Fuck you. I'm keeping your money, though. Give me more for reparations, you fucking creep. That's what she should have said. Fucking weirdo.
So we should talk about the disappearance of Puff the bearded dragon. It appears that this was actually posted on this group, Casper's Lost Pets.
Yeah, Josh Saunders, that's our boy, Gothic King Cobra. Say, yeah. Hello, fellow Casper citizens. I've lost my bearded dragon. I'm desperately searching for him the last 2 days. Last seen at Building B, and then down here, Ben Ova.
Oh my
Ben
God.
Ova said, better find him soon, boy. Kyle Julio says, anyone who thinks this is funny should leave the group. And he spelled group interestingly.
Group.
Ann Stanley says, picture for reference. And this is a picture of a bearded dragon.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Lockwood says, admins will not tolerate rude comments in this group. There's 5 likes for that. But good. The response by Ann Stanley is there any chance that he's in the house somewhere? Has 13 laugh emojis. Many people are agreeing that this is ridiculous. They don't know that Josh is an internet celebrity.
Yep.
Matt Hand said, did you check the Mead Club?
Oh, my
William
God.
William Mountain said, I found one off Knollwood. Can you describe him? He might be trolling. This is Puff. I hope you get him to his gothic daddy, says Todd Stark.
Yeah. Dookie.
Looks like him. Yeah, he's just chilling with me, says William Montaigne.
So is this guy claiming that it's that he has Puff now? Is that what's going on?
That's what he's saying. Chris Zollicoffer says, you have a pic of him? And William Montaigne says, yes, without using a pic. There's Jasmine Wirt claiming she got a Puff at her house.
Huh.
Matt Campbell suggests if he's been outside for a few days, I don't think he would have survived the cold.
Yeah, in Casper, it's like getting down into the teens at night. As soon as I heard about this, I looked up the weather forecast there, and it's like 30s in the day and then teens at night.
Wait, hold up. Getting down to the teens at night? Is this a Boogie 2988 documentary? Thomas Luke says, hope you find Puff soon, Josh. Sending dark energy your way in the hopes he turns up safe and sound. Now, there's 6 replies to this.
Okay, let's check it out.
Ben Ova says, what is dark energy? ? Todd Stark Goki says, me and Thomas's buddy Josh is a dark wizard. Helps him channel his focus into the wand. Ben Hova says, okay, I'll pray for the lizard. I'm a good Christian man. Hope he finds his buddy. Thomas Luke says, Josh is goth and fond of the darker side of things, and that is okay. I just want to help this man find his bearded dragon. Where Thomas Luke responds, thank you for your prayers, Ben. So mote it be. And Ben Ova says, weather permitting.
Weather permitting.
Sadie Richards says, oh no, hope you find him quick. How'd he get out? And Ben Ova replies, probably planned escape after he saw the bacon mead, which got 15 laugh emojis and up likes. Josh Long says, sorry, Cobra, because Josh Long is a true fan. Delaney Glazer says, also coming here from the now-deleted post of someone finding him, the person who posted said they were going to keep him in the comments. Anastasia Avramides says, Josh looks like someone found him. That's not Puff. Melanie Cheatham is putting the same found him post. Yazin Gable says, just put up a post about finding one.
Oh my God. Yeah, there's probably on this group, there's probably other posts where people are claiming to have found him.
Now, there's a possibility, like you said, when Josh destroyed his sex doll and his iPhone, he made up stories that they had been, stolen? Right?
He said the iPhone was run over by a truck, and yeah, the sex doll, I believe he said, was stolen.
And then, after some point in time, he admitted that he made those stories up because he had broken them himself. Right?
Yes.
So, there's one part of the story that Puff could have passed on, and Cobra felt guilty and made up this story that he ran away.
Possibly.
And if that's the case, we'll probably hear from King Cobra admitting that that's the case, because that's what he did with the other two. He self-admitted that he made it up. Which is, a very interesting level of honesty after dishonesty. Could have a very guilty conscience that comes out after lying. I don't know. But the other hopeful truth could possibly be that Puff is chilling in the house somewhere eating couch bugs.
Or stuck in the wall somewhere.
One can only hope he's behind a cushion or a guitar just chewing on fucking couch critters. One of them burrito bugs, and Puff has been munching. That's what we hope.
I also wanted to show a little bit of the Cobra video game that just dropped. And then we'll check out Boogie Crawling also, because we got that in the title too.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, look at this shit. He's got a big potato head. Look
at this.
Is this
Roblox?
It's a game. It's called Boglum Quest. There's a website where you can download it and everything.
Hmm.
This is, I think, is Tarman.
Yo, what's up, guys? Tarman here. And I can't believe I haven't heard about Quest.
Yeah, let's...
bit of this before, so I sort of know what I'm... getting myself into here, but the fucking model for Josh is like perfect.
No, it's not perfect. The kitchen is
fucking
set up
Sean
wrong.
Sean over here too. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, Sean. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, is he face fucking Sean? Oh my God.
We have his
these are the degenerates that watch King Cobra.
With the duster.
They literally have it available for download, name your own price. So you can pay nothing for it if you want. It's literally like you can donate if you want.
I hope they gave Cobra a free copy.
I'll put it out there just because, I appreciate people's effort. Like, I'll put it right there in the chat. There it is. There it is right there in the chat. If you want to.
You beg for donos? Is that part of the game?
With the duster. And I thought that was just a. Like, fantastic, basically. So
you can dust, and you hear him coughing.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
Not enough stamina to stream. We have a kitchen over here. You can make food
combos.
Wrong
side of the house.
And then you're able to reset.
It's food hacks, not food combos.
Drink combos.
Your stamina by...
Oh, fuck! That's fantastic.
And there's an Aussie cardboard cutout next to his toilet.
Pissing the night away.
All right. Now that we have our stamina, let's go outside and
ride bike.
Get some sticks here.
Oh, to make wands.
Make some wands?
Yeah.
He's got the hat on, dude.
The spooky music starts. I wish I would have, like, recorded myself whenever I first played this, because I like I was like laughing my ass off at this.
Huh? But
you see here,
are these trolls?
Some trolls here that we need to take care of.
This is so cool. The music sucks.
I don't even know what it is.
So I actually haven't
too
beat
fucking
the
loud
game yet. I don't even know if you can beat it. I assume you can.
Yeah, I know you can. Nobody would put this much fucking work into a game you can't win unless it was modeled after Cobra's
last
life.
Last one there got me.
So he got some sticks. It makes that sound when you go inside.
All right. Let's make a wand here.
All right. There's a sticks. Miss Green.
Let's make a cool wand. Let's actually make a cool looking one. Like, sort of makes sense. Sort
Cobra
of.
Would do it there better.
That's not too bad. No. Nah.
Why would you put... No, I wouldn't do that.
There go.
Oh, don't boy. Do it, dude.
We
You're
got
doing too much.
Yeah!
Boys. All right. Let's go piss again.
Yeah, whoever made this got the bathroom and the kitchen mixed up.
Let's get that stamina back up, tubes.
Alive.
Alive. I like how they play the end of Boglum Chronicles.
I love the little
pissing
like,
on them trolls.
Aussie Sandy. That's like perfect. All right, here we go. Let's make a food hack. Let's see. A Bogrito.
A Bogrito.
DoorDash.
Look at that Berg.
I wonder if your account can go in the negative.
Now, let's huff some Duster before we stream. All right, here we go. This is the most annoying ass part, but hopefully I can get it on the first try this
what?
Time. Here we go.
What is this?
I fucking suck. All right.
What
One
is
more
this?
Try, boys.
Ah, what is this?
How does he hold that burger like a baseball? Yeah, baby. This reminds me of Marble Madness.
It is. I used to play Marble Madness.
No, this is my favorite part of the whole game.
Men get defined by their looks, too, and what they can achieve.
Ozzy Osbourne's his favorite part? Have we been to the gender relations or dry spell? What's going on? Oh, the conversation. Okay.
Yeah.
Everything's better than my dry spell and my YouTube trolls. Why?
True, Josh.
Okay, so yeah, during this part, you're streaming, you're live streaming, and you're making money. And you have stamina, like you use up your stamina to keep streaming.
We need a game add-on for him to go end his dry spell.
All right, there we go. Now we have $942.
There should be a Sean Saunders minigame.
So what I think I'm going to do is I'm probably going to like grind.
All right, so...
Nobody wants to watch you hump the doll, you sicko.
Ozzy.
Oh, I'm in this?
Sweet. Yeah, anyway, yeah, that's interesting, the that whole thing. Here's this boogie thing, because we watched it on a previous episode. We watched Boogie show up on Review Tech stream and talk to Mudahar, and the whole time Keemstar was like, shut up, Boogie. Save it for our show. You're giving away the farm. So this is, I guess, part of their conversation and the punishment that Boogie had to undergo because of that.
I need you to fuck off. Like, seriously, fuck off. I need you to get on your fucking hands and knees, have your girlfriend fucking film you and say, I'm sorry, Keemstar. I'm sorry, Jordy. I'm sorry, fucking... Tommy C, Nicholas Diorio, Muta, fucking Tom, everybody that's even fucking cared about the Law Call podcast. I'm such a selfish attention fucking retard that I want attention. I want to be in conversation so bad that I gave an entire, the entire storyline of what's been happening on episode one to fucking Review Tech USA because I'm so thirsty to just to talk to someone. I'm that big of a fucking loser. Make that video, you piece of shit.
I'm sorry, Tommy C. I'm sorry, Daddy Came Star. I'm sorry, Nicholas DiFiorio. I don't know how
to DiFiorio.
I'm sorry, Jordy. I'm fucking sorry. It was fucking stupid of me to go on Rich's fucking show and give away the fucking storyline. I'm a fucking attention hog piece of shit. It was fucking stupid. I should have left the moment Muta came on. I'm fucking stupid. And I'm fucking.
Oh, the poor doggy whining in the background.
I understand your decision. I'll hand over any passwords you need, whatever you want.
Now do a plank, Boogie.
Sorry.
People watching right now think this is Puff on the ground crawling. This is actually YouTuber Boogie2988. He's not a bearded dragon. He's a bearded nerd. And a lot of people think this might be fake. This is not fake. I know Keem. I know Boogie. Keem loses his shit very easily and is very direct with somebody in a way that is... him letting off steam, being entertaining, being angry, and then he makes up fairly quickly. The fact that Boogie's not off the podcast is not because this was a work. It's because Boogie got down on the video, made everybody laugh, and they're like, okay, yeah, we really can't get rid of Boogie. He's kind of the reason everybody's watching right now.
They can't get rid of him. He's like the biggest lolcow on that. Just by the way it's going now, like he's the toughest one to wrangle, the toughest, like the one with the most demands. So like the behind the scenes stuff is just as big as what actually happens on the show. And he's the most, like, Wings is having like a renaissance right now. So Boogie really is like the main lolcow on that show.
If you watch that first episode, there's a lot of comments of people talking about Tommy C and talking down on Tommy C, which I think is going to be a revelation for this podcast. I think everybody who's on it is going to catch flack for things they say. It's not just going to be the lolcows. You can't just come on and think Boogie bad and get away with whatever behavior. I think we saw the Farmer episode come out episode two. I saw some people commenting on those guys, too. Nobody's perfect. And when you get in fucking bed with dogs, you might catch fleas. I think that's going to be one of the more interesting parts of this podcast is where the farmers may become the fucking cows at times based on what they say. It's going to be very interesting to see if you're a fan. I'm a fan. These are friends of mine. These are people I follow and enjoy online. And I'm enjoying watching it unfold for where it's going so far. So
we have a Sturgis video. Sturgis says Riley gets destroyed by War Campaign. I don't know what this is, but
whoa,
we're gonna skip his little spiel here. I'm guessing this is after he posted his pervy super chat. Maybe
if
before.
It was really him, bro.
Book. So shout out to Fix the Industry who actually put this up. I believe today. Where it says, so it appears that our favorite parody account, Young Clipper, Chubby Riley, has decided to, quote, pull up on War Campaign and its fans for reasons that I'm not entirely clear on. With this happening, the War Campaign group has launched against Young Clipper and are completely owning him. It's been quite glorious to watch. Rip, you stinky doo doo boy. You reap what you sow. Of course, people like LG and Professor Hating want to see. This is hilarious. I'm going to be showing you what's going on with this man and why they're completely
just
destroying
because
him.
Riley is stinky and smells like doo doo and is chubby doesn't mean he's wrong.
Yeah, and the doo-doo thing is just something Eric July made up. I mean, honestly, it's all just bullshit. But, of course, Eric July said it, so they all believe it.
He was in studio. I smelled him. He's stinky. He smells like doo-doo. He's chubby. But no, he's not wrong.
He doesn't. He's not stinky.
He really knows who he is. The famous meme of who. It's good to see retards go after each other. That's what it says here. Also, he's screwed. Dude, the war campaign is just as crazy and weird as he is. I follow some of them, but I don't really know what they are all about. You think you can help me out with the lore? They're essentially people who have
essentially, bud.
A Indiegogo campaign called Prestige. They've done some questionable, very, very questionable things in the past, which is why I chose not to back that book. It looked amazing until I heard about their questionable things and decided not to back their book. But fast sister effing, I'm not going to read that word, got that ass schooled.
Man, Sturgis fighting Riley would be an awesome fight.
Honestly, they're probably about the same size.
Yeah, that'd be a really good fight.
Yeah, yeah. They're like height and weight, they're probably about the same.
Schooled with? Well, apparently he really loves his sister. You could see that anyone that has this is part of that war campaign stuff. It says he really loves his sister. And why are they saying this? It's because he decided to go ahead and delete this tweet right here. I will show you that the tweet is indeed deleted, is no longer there. Where people are saying, you know, things like he F's his stripper sister and then saying his can't be true.
She's hot.
Is it? Laugh my effing ass off. His own words. Is this meme owning me yet? I can't tell. Why you have relations with sister? We'll do this type of the questionable tape just for you guys.
Oh my God.
See, I got a secret for everybody who searches sister brother porn on Pornhub. It's not real sister brothers. That being said,
exactly,
Riley and Mint are brother sister. That's the only reason she has sex with such a stinky doo-doo smelling fat boy.
And you can see
it's her brother,
right?
And she loves family.
There's one comment, right? There's one comment. If I go over to where that is, notice how the comment is suddenly missing. So you know he absolutely said that, and this is why they're dragging this man.
That's why they're dragging this man.
Because he decided to do some weird stuff and say that questionable thing on here. That's why they're absolutely dragging him. He also said apparently he's not as funny as Johnny Somali.
I see what Sturgis is like editing out of here.
Whoever that is, but I'm going to talk about comic books and then
there's stuff that's like smudged out.
Shave a little arm hair off a mannequin in my living room in like an hour, which he doesn't do because he messed up. I'll be showing a clip of that. You'll see what entertaining nonsense you're going to get with the clip reverse live stream since fake for canon's sake. He has this weird man. And again, I guess it's supposed to be of Eric July.
Oh, you guess? You guess?
How's that Eric July? I can't see. That doesn't look like Eric July to me. Was Eric July under all of that arm hair, that shoulder hair?
Doesn't look anything like him. Also, it looks like the mannequin is not black either. So
they race swapped him.
Worse.
How could they?
But yeah, let's take a look at the amazing content you're going to get on the fake for canon's sake. And of course, the Clipperverse YouTube channel. I'm just going to warn you ahead of time, it's going to get a little loud for any of your headphone users or for anyone in general. It's going to be quite loud because, you know, again, you get loud, obnoxious, nonsense.
Well, I mean, you can control the volume, right?
Yeah.
You're the one making the video.
Turn the fucking volume down.
Yeah.
Thanks for over it from Riley here. And I'm warning you now. Just prepare yourself.
Well, turn it down. There's a volume thing right there, you dumbass.
He's not smart.
He's not. Like, he's just not.
We were so fucking close to doing the clip of our show!
It's not loud.
For you!
Yeah, I was expecting that. I just didn't want to say anything.
Cause... Like, he's screaming, but it's not loud. The volume isn't high.
So close to making this an entertaining day for you! But we fucked up our schedule. And I don't have a video going up on Mint Salad Saw on ASC Presents right now! I don't have a video ready to go...
By the way, this is the bit. Him just screaming at the top of his lungs. That is his entire bit.
Okay. Thank you for explaining.
Why no one
that
takes him serious? Because they think he's an unstable human being, because this is exactly his whole bit. He's screaming.
Okay, is he unstable or is it a bit? You can't have it both ways.
You guys, don't take him serious. He's not really unstable. It's a bit.
So I can't, unfortunately, do the Clipperverse show today.
Yeah.
But we're going to go watch some movies.
Super chat.
We'll be with you Saturday to make sure that you get all the entertainment you can fucking take. See you then.
See you then.
Yeah, definitely not a very stable individual we got here, right? These people talk like they're the ones who made millions. Yeah.
Is he like, oh, look at all the money I made? I don't think he's doing that. What are you talking about?
Why would they talk like they're the ones who made millions?
How could
these idiots even talk down on Eric July? He made millions.
He made millions. You can't say anything bad about him. He made millions. But then they talk about companies that made billions for some reason.
How can they talk about companies that make billions? You can't say anything about them. They made billions.
Yeah.
Referring to the fans of Ripa.
That's why, you know, Ben and I are honest. We're making fun of someone who makes absolutely nothing. We make fun of fucking broke losers.
Brokies.
Fending, because again, these are the people that care about how much money Ripaverse makes. That's why it's always brought up. Because y'all are the ones that brought up and always...
I had Poop Donkey. I said Poop Donkey asked Sturges if he wants to have a cage match with me. And Sturges was like, oh, why would I waste my time with that?
He's bringing up the amount of money that Eric July makes. That's why it's constantly brought up. And you're upset about it. It's okay. But as you can see, I'm going to say it right now. Do not interact with this person at all. But you can see, like, he's essentially trying to be Eric July.
It's pointless to make a video about somebody and then to say don't interact with them. Like, those are contradictory statements. Okay? Like, you're interacting with them, so anyone who watches you and has a favorable opinion of you is going to want to do what you're doing, too. That's just how it works.
He is essentially the tokenized version of Eric July in this case. When it comes to the bio, when it comes to, you know, Riververse, when it comes to For Canon's Sake, which, by the way, Actual Fandom did this over a year and a half ago, so you're really late to the party. And even he failed to use said logo because all he did was...
He's blurring out the, like, Clipaverse logo right here. For some... There's, like, an oddly placed blur at the top. Was
essentially black out the part essentially of the link body and put himself there. It's pretty easy to see it, too. But, you know, this is just... Dude... Get help. You can see right here, you have what up instead of, and he has what it is. Like, dude.
Yeah, it's a parody account.
Why are you trying so hard to be this person?
You don't have to try hard to do this kind of stuff. You just you Photoshop a few things and create a channel. And he's obviously not trying to be him. He's a parody of him.
You should try being your own person and please get some mental help. You absolutely need it. Moving over to Buster Baxter here. Apparently he tripped accidentally and told someone to go F themselves, and all they're saying is this. Dick Masterson and Vito actually tripped accidentally over what might be the, quote, biggest problem in comics with Isom. Isom is definitely not the biggest problem in comics. I'm sorry that, you know, Isom and Eric July make millions of dollars while you sit up here and
cry. Isom? Isom makes millions of dollars? He talked about Isom like he's...
Isom.
Right, right. It's just the way he says it.
Cry like little babies, and you think he's the problem.
We now in Z-Wo!
He's the problem. Meanwhile, y'all are the ones that are obsessing over his success and obsessing over how much money he's making on different campaigns.
Essentially,
and,
bud.
And Buster Baxter, Dick Masterson, Juju the Cow, whatever you call him nowadays, has been crying over Eric July like an ex-girlfriend for almost a year now. So... Are comics cultural totems / lifestyle brands for collectors, or are comics supposed to be entertainment that merges fine art and literature for readers? It could be a little bit of both, by the way.
Isom
is exposed as being essentially a cultural totem. Is okay, I don't know what that means. Whatever. It is a culturally sacred embodiment for some people as a representation of anti-woke, the thing that it was never marketed as. Culture and entertainment. The ideas that the thing represented were actually more important than the words printed in the book.
Exactly. That's exactly the point everyone's making. It's more about what the book stands for than the actual content of the book itself. Which, by the way, guys, when we end this stream, we're going to go continue our review of Isom Issue 2. We're going to go through it live. We're already about halfway through it. You should come along anyway, though. It's not like it's a good story or anything, so you don't need to watch it from the beginning. But you can.
Yeah. You can watch now and then go back and watch before, and you're not going to miss anything important because the meat and potatoes is Ben and I's hilarious fresh commentary.
There you go.
According to you weirdos, not according to
weirdos. You're a weirdo,
listened and
bud.
Watched Eric July for years. This point was made nakedly self-evident in the indignation and pearl clutching we've seen in the past few months as a basic question was asked, what was your favorite part of in reading Isom? See, the problem with this question was that people have constantly answered this question for months and months and months.
Months in the gym, bud. Months.
Never accepted that people liked Isom. You'll never accept that people actually read Isom. And when they give you their favorite parts, all you do is either laughing emoji, say the part sucks, say the book sucks anyway.
I don't think so.
You can say the part sucks and still not invalidate them telling you what their favorite part was. Like, your favorite part can suck. The other stuff might be questionable, but someone could say their favorite part, you'd be like, oh, that part sucks, and that's okay. It's conversation.
That's your opinion, bud.
Concern troll and show that you never actually cared about what people's favorite parts of Isom were, and then you continue to ask the question over and over again to the same exact people, thinking you're trolling. And so what Eric did was a smart move, took your troll, and now he's monetizing it.
I wonder what it'll take for Sturges to disavow anything Eric July says or does. Even as minor, I've never heard him disagree or even, be neutral on anything Eric July related. It's pathetic.
Essentially, as always, monetized haters and detractors, and he's continuing to do it with his Isom product. But y'all are the ones that are salty that he took it upon himself to monetize your stupidity. I guess one could rightfully ask, if one side is monetizing their audience and selling out as a lifestyle brand is in a culture war, why can't the other, right? Since culture war is now a sport and spectacle, why not allow your team to buy and wear a nice jersey? Essentially selling a bunch of nonsense that no one cares about. That's the difference
between
this and this. This is something people will actually buy and care about. Because this doesn't pander to one side. This stuff panders to one set of people. This, anyone can wear it. Eric's not going to care if someone that absolutely hates him buys it. He will still take their money because at the end of the day, he's a capitalist. You said this multiple times.
No, at the end of the day, he saw John Cena do the same thing and make a lot of money.
Got to apologize to China, too.
But Dick and Vito have hit the bullseye on a core problem in all of comics. No, they haven't.
No, they haven't. See, he'll read a statement and he'll be like, no, they don't. But then he won't explain why they don't. He just says that and then moves on to the next thing.
Dick doesn't actually care about comics. He says people who read comics are losers, and yet somehow he's invested in this because his Fifi's got hurt because Eric July didn't accept his criticism, quote unquote, that was never criticism.
I think he does care about comics. I think he has a healthy interest in storytelling and writing. And I think, he went to go see the Captain Marvel, the Marvels movie, and he said he enjoyed it enough. He just thinks that people that are over-invested in comics are losers.
Loser!
And I think that's okay. It's okay to call somebody a loser because they like something awkwardly too much. We call that obsessive. Obsessions are usually terrible unless they lead to the betterment of self.
It's essentially obsessively, bud.
The story, the heart of the thing is all that matters. The art is critical for this thing. The comics media is to actually survive. Readers make this an art form beyond just commerce. To cut their chase, many were found to have not actually read the material, according to losers and people that haven't read it themselves. Yeah, okay.
So according to the people that said they hadn't read it yet, there's multiple instances of this that have been documented by video without any sort of – work on the part of the detractors. The people upload it and admit to it themselves. They find the clip, say, see,
it happens
a lot.
You so vocariously.
Actually, more people have read the books because of the detractors, because they had them sitting around.
True.
And they got called out for not reading them. They said, well, I'll read it now then.
Defend a work you didn't read because you can. How can you criticize a work of art before it even comes out? Because most times when you see the artwork, you can criticize a work of art. Similar to a movie trailer, you judge a movie based on a trailer. That's what trailers...
Okay, so how then aren't you the person that says you can't... Like, people who don't like Isom didn't read the book? I don't know.
Are made for it. Trailers are made to essentially sell and market your product.
And the other side saying people that do like Isom didn't read the book. Who's right?
Releases.
We've seen instances where they literally have not read the book, though. Like,
what is so difficult about these stupid people on the internet that cannot seem to understand this simple concept?
He's so bitter.
He's just another one of these dumb people on here.
You just dumb, bud.
That still cannot understand said basic concept. Trailers have been around for movies forever, and people will watch it and go, hey, I want to see that movie, or hey, no, I'm not interested. That's what the trailer has always been about. It's similar to how Eric July makes animated trailers for his comic books.
God, he loves him so much. God, he wants to just get plowed by him, I think. I don't know.
Go, that looks cool. I want to buy that comic. So what's the difference?
All right, yeah. I love this. This is my favorite Sturgis picture.
You keep saying, what would it take for Sturgis to side with somebody other than Eric July? I think it would have to be another person in Comicsgate to earn more money than Eric July. I think he's just a guy who's dumb and sees numbers as success, and the numbers Eric July has put up make him think Eric July is better than everybody else.
But when the numbers don't fit his narrative, he ignores them.
Yeah, well, he values the numbers of earning. And when he turned on Ethan Van Sciver, it was because Ethan Van Sciver wasn't the top seller. I think that might be what it takes.
Maybe. Thank you, Brandon, for signing up for $10 on Patreon. I just pinned it at the top of the chat. Oh, we got another Patreon. So the way you view tonight, so we're doing two private shows before the end of this month. They're both on the last week of this month. One of them is Actual Mania Survivor Situation, and the other one is me and Billy are going to do a Thanksgiving-themed video battle where we battle videos head-to-head in front of the audience, and we'll explain the rules to that soon in the time to come. Probably, like, next week, we'll probably touch upon that. This coming Saturday, we're doing the draft for Actual Mania Survivor Situation. We're going to have Egged and Jeff Holliday on the stream for them to draft their two teams. And then we'll be building all the way up until the 29th. And $5 patrons get that. And then $10 patrons get all this other content, too. So check it out. It's pinned at the top of the chat if you want to check out tonight's post show. It's gonna be a good time, and we're gonna go do it in just a minute here.
Na, gonna have a good time. Hey, you know, hey.
My favorite part of this picture is Sturge's rock hard abs, and that's why he gets to call everyone fat. And discredit, we're the fats, because Sturgis is peak physical fitness.
Well, I think those are actually called flatline abs.
Yes, we got another one. Thank you for signing up.
Matthew Van Sluten coming through, baby. Those are actually called flatline abs, Ben.
Flatline abs.
They're FL abs for short.
Flabs. Yeah, flatline. Yeah, actually, I think I have heard of that.
Wow.
So the Patreon is very important to the success of the show. So thank you for signing up, and anyone else who's interested in watching the review and the other stuff.
Money for the sweet boys.
Thank you.
Love you, Ben and Billy.
Logic Blaster. Yeah, there's going to be a bunch of content that we're going to do before the end of this month. If you want to get some of it and you want to check out our back catalog, feel free to sign up, and it helps support the show more than you'll ever know. Oh, shit, there's another I clicked on it, and there's another Sturges video, but we can't get into that. We don't have the time. We're going to we're about to leave. If anyone wants to get any last donos in towards the goal, get them in now in the next couple minutes, because we're going to go and do the review now. It's pretty amazing. 74% on the second show of the week. I've been putting in the overtime here doing these afternoon streams. Kind of exposes the show to like people who watch but don't ever get to see live. There's a whole bunch of Europeans when I stream in the afternoon that get to watch live and throw in some donos because they don't normally have the opportunity. So that's pretty cool. One other thing, make sure you're subscribed. Everyone watching right now and after the fact, subscribe, click the bell, click every time. Some people weren't getting notifications and they even unsubscribed and resubscribed and they started getting them again. So hack the system, guys. Hack the system, because we need all of that, everything we can get. Yeah. Whoo. So we are going to go do our Patreon post show. Link is pinned in the top of the chat. If you want to go ahead and come along, we're going to go there right now. See all of you there. Goodbye.
In the beginning, there was nothing. And then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet, gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at. Get ready, cause they're gonna kick your... Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.